Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
The boy, get back.
I think if I could just do a TV or a film or anything, I'd do that instead of the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.
You are now listening to
DJ
Mike.
We'll be right back.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
mic cue your selector. Queen Beat Production.
Need your love is so bad, baby. 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 Need your love is so bad,
work me. goddamn it.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, the CEO, Jasmine Couture. I hope everyone can hear me because I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties on my end, but I do apologize. I'm a couple of minutes late, and I do want to say thank you for tuning in and thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Hello, chat room. As always, hi. I always need your feedback, chat room, to let me know if you guys can hear me clearly or hear them clearly. So make sure you guys are tuning in and sending over messages to me directly. If you guys are a part of the show tonight, please press 1. If you are going to sit on the panel with us and talk about tonight's topic, and at that point, we will bring you on and we will be discussing the current topic tonight, which will be ballroom mothers and fathers. and some of the questions, issues, anything that, you know, should be addressed or brought up or people have concerns and things about when it comes to parents of the ballroom. And we're talking about any type of parent within the ballroom. Founding mothers and fathers, overall mothers and fathers, trophy mothers, and now the new one that they're trying to proclaim, trophy fathers. Or is that really new? Has that really been going on for a while? Chapter mothers and fathers, and we'll even touch up on gay parents, your gay mother, your gay father, and things of that sort. Are there qualifications that should be made in order to make you a parent within our community, within our scene? If there are, what are the requirements? I mean, is there requirements? Should there be requirements? And whose decision? Yes, I would like you to sit in tonight. I sure would. Please call and impress one and send me over your number really quickly so I can bring you aboard. I love when I get more female figures to sit with us. Nothing against the butch thing at all, because I love all my boys. But I love when the girls come up here too and be a part of the show. Whose decision is it to make when stating that, you know, a person should be mother, should be father of a house or so forth and so on? And what is it about the younger generation finally stepping up to the plate with the leadership roles and demanding leadership roles? Why are the younger children, the younger generation, taking on the roles of mother and father, parenting houses, or gay children, you know, for that set? What is it about them? You know, do they qualify for it, or what is making them step up to the plate? And why is there such a lack of respect when it comes to the title of mother and father nowadays? Why is there just such a lack of respect to it? Why do we not respect, you know, the parents anymore, the founders? We forget about them. The overalls, it's like they don't exist. The trophies, half of them don't even know who the trophies are, or the trophies don't even communicate with the children. The chapters, you know, and the gay parents, you know, why is there just no more respect within the titles of mothers and fathers anymore? So I definitely want you guys to tune in tonight and be a part of this show. I do know that everyone is coming back from a fabulous weekend in New York. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves and everyone is driving home safely, or if they're still having fun. And I also know the weather is warming up, so the majority of the audience will be dying down soon over the next couple of months. And that's when we will be taking our summer break. And we will be coming on only once a week on Mondays to do the weekend recap, only based on a major event that has taken place that week, that weekend. So we will be taking a, you know, season break over the summer as well. So we do understand that a lot of people are not going to be tuning in, because the warmer it gets outside, the more you just want to go out and party and let your hair down, and it's understandable. So I do thank everyone in the chat room and everyone on the phone lines tuning in, as well as the panel that will be sitting in with me tonight. So I'm also missing someone. I don't know where they're at. I please press 1 if you're on the line. I do see the 3 that I just spoke with on Facebook. So if I spoke to you on Facebook already, I got you. You don't have to do nothing. I see your number. But I am missing one person. I don't know if you're there or not. Please press 1. You guys have to excuse me. I traveled this weekend, and my allergies are just horrible. So I'm like cotton mouth and everything. Like, it's just a mess. Before we go any further, I do want to touch up on the weekend itself and my opinion on what took place this weekend. At the ball, I didn't go to the ball, but I did see it. I do want to say, first and foremost, to Caesar Ballroom Throwback, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be able to witness the pictures, the videos, the YouTube clips and things of that sort. It really, really, you know, allows us to make us, well, it makes us feel that we actually were there. I really thank you. If no one ever really thanks you, I really thank you, and I know a lot of people do as well, or they appreciate it. I really appreciate the fact that I'm able to log on to your YouTube page and really witness some of the things that do take place, and I just wanted to share that with you, or if somebody can let them know that I've said it, but I really appreciate it. But from what I witnessed, I do want to say kudos to the promoters this weekend. I think you guys did a fantastic job. And I also think that we all know, you know, promoters that have dealt with that venue, we all know what to expect. And I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we are not aware of that did take place, knowing you know I know. But, you know, that's neither here or there. But I think it was a fab event as far as the event goes. I do hate that there wasn't a lot of energy when it came to the ball itself. I also didn't like the fact that when certain people did walk, there was a lack of respect for the, especially for the older generation. That was something that I did witness. I think someone said that on Monday. I think London or something said that on Monday. And I did notice that when I watched the clip. I finally watched the clip today. I hate the fact that there's such a lack of respect for the older generation, you know, the older mothers and fathers. That was one of the reasons why I brought up this topic as well, that kind of piggybacks into it. Why do we forget where we came from? And why do we forget these people that have paved the way? And why don't we respect them or honor them or, you know, give them their kudos or, you know, for even just not turning their back on this and still coming back to it and being a part of it? That's something I just really don't understand. You know, I think that plays such a respect factor when it comes to this. And I think that's another thing that this scene is really, really lacking is respect. But in order to have the respect, you have to, you know, it has to be taught to you in some way. And, you know, are the parents not teaching the children, you know, their history? And, things of that sort. I think that is where a lot of this comes from. But, you know, I just, that was one of the things I didn't enjoy about, you know, what I seen that night. But otherwise that, you know, I know that I enjoyed what I watched. And it was good seeing everyone participate for the little bit that I just did. And I'm glad that, you know, there was no violence. You know, there wasn't a whole bunch of drama. And, you know, we all were able to move forward and continue going. So I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to that as well. But I'm not going to harbor on that all night long. So otherwise that, let's see, I'm getting a whole bunch of little messages. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. One second now. I'm waiting for a couple of other people. So the photographer, I don't know what they call you, but yes, you, I give you lots of love and lots of kudos for making the kids look glamorous in your photos. Taking those pictures and making them look fabulous. That's another thing that I want to give kudos to you too as well, Mr. Photographer. I don't know what they call you, so I don't want to, you know, call you out of your name or something like that. But I'm glad to see the photos as well from you, too, from everybody that is able to do this. I love the fact that we have this social network platform where we're able to feel like we are a part of, you know, what we may have missed from YouTube, Facebook, you know, Twitter, things of that sort. And it's just good to have that. Rahim Omar, thank you for that as well. So before we go any further, let me bring some of the people on, and I'm still missing one person. So please. If you didn't press one, please press one. But before you go any further, let me bring my panel on. I feel like I'm all over the place again. It's just kind of true. First person I am going to bring on is I'm going to bring him on. His name is the overall father from the House of Existence. His name is Antonio. Hi, Antonio.
How's it going?
How's it going?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for sitting with us on the panel tonight. Antonio, I do have a quick couple of questions for those of you who do not know who Antonio is, as well as his house. I'm sure you guys do know, but for the people that are, you know, stuck in other regions, that haven't traveled over, so forth and so on. Antonio, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself quickly, so the people know who you are.
My name is Antonio Existence. People also know me as Anthony. I joined the ballroom scene in probably around 2001, 2002 as a prestige. And I then ventured off probably 9 or so years later into the House of Princess and joined ranks with Tim Princess and helped him with that establishment. And then after that, I went back to prestige and then now I am in existence. I started my own house.
In
I walk
your house
away. Is... What'd you say?
Okay. No, go ahead. You can continue. I was going to ask, how long has their house been out now?
We were established in August.
Okay.
Almost a year.
And you guys just won New House of the Year, right?
Yes, at the Dorian Corey Awards Ball and at the New York Awards Ball.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And what do you walk again?
I walk Old Way, but before I met Old Way, I was walking several other categories previous.
Okay. And you're the overall father. And
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you're the co-founder of the House of Existence, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, did you ever have a leadership role in any of the previous houses that you were in?
Yes, actually, I have. It's funny because I've actually been a leader almost since day one. When I joined Prestige, Ivernian's first words to me were, I'm going to mold you into a young leader, because for some reason he just said he saw something in me.
And how old were you then?
I was 13 when I joined the House of Prestige.
Wow, so he was talking about molding you at the age of 13. Kudos.
Yes.
Okay. And when did you actually... when were you appointed some type of leadership role or leadership title?
When I was about 15, 16 years old.
Okay, and what position was that?
I became the baby, and then I became the prince of the house.
Okay, and besides the prince, have you carried any other titles within a house?
Yes, I then became the father at one point in time. Alongside Alvernian. I then later stepped back a little and became the godfather of the house.
Okay. And how old were you when you became father?
18.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, and now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you right now?
I'm 24.
Okay. And you are now a co-founder at the age of 24 of a house. You are as well as an overall father at the age of 24 of a house, and your house definitely has been making a lot of noise and has just won 2 of the years within a house that has been only open for less than a year. Am I right or wrong saying that? Am I saying that correctly?
You are.
Correct. All right. Kudos to you and congratulations.
Thank you.
So, these are the types of people that I am bringing aboard tonight, people that are making a major difference within this ballroom scene and stepping forward. yeah, I actually did. Thank you, Oprah, mother fella. So, So now I'm gonna bring on my next co-host to sit with us on the panel, and without any further, she doesn't even need an introduction. She is known throughout this ballroom scene. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she has to clarify with me what she won this weekend, but I'm going to bring on the icon herself, the overall mother of the house, Ibisu, Miss Kiana Ibisu. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Kelly. Hello.
Kelly's not here.
Oh, excuse me. Blame my mind right now. Hey, Jasmine. Hey. Hello, chat room. How y'all doing?
I'm trying it.
Oh, don't start me. Don't start. Hey,
how
y'all doing?
You,
I'm good. I'm very good. I can't complain.
That's good. I'm good. I'm good, too. Quick question. How did you enjoy your weekend?
How did I enjoy my weekend? It was pretty hectic, with my phone ringing nonstop, with the children needing help, people from out of state, making sure that everything was in place, making sure that things was going right, and it was just a lot. It was just very mind-boggling and just trying to hold things together, but it came through, you know, it just came through fruition and made sure that everything came well. It was a lot to deal with, though.
And did you win something this weekend? I think I heard you did, but I just want to clarify with you.
Yeah, I did win Legendary Realness. I thank you for that once again. All of you that voted and stuff, thank you.
Okay. And you have been, just really quickly, or just a brief history of you really quickly.
Oh,
when did you start carrying titles within your career of the ball?
My career started off in 1992-93 era. I came out. I started off like in Mizrahi at first. No, I started off at a little house at first, and I moved to Mizrahi. Then I moved to Revlon for many years, and then after that I became a Chanel for 9 years. And being in the house of Chanel, that's when I was granted the privilege of a title of being Mother of New York City. And I was Mother of New York City in the house of Chanel.
Okay, and how old were you when that took
place? Who? when I became, I was an adult. I was grown. I was mature. I was like in my, oh boy, you taking me, maybe in my, late. I was grown.
Okay, so you were a little older. Okay,
yes, I was. That's definitely a little older, definitely.
Now, was that by choice that you never wanted to take on that position, or you felt that you weren't comfortable at that point?
No. It just happened that at the time that when I became Mother of New York City, you know, R.R. and Mahogany Chanel had saw into it to see that I become mother of the chapter of New York City, to give me the opportunity to grow, as well as Andre being father gave up basically the opportunity to grow and, you know, do things, you know, for the kids and do things as far as the scene of today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm also going to bring on another, I don't know, what the hell is happening with these phone lines? I've seen everybody press one. Then it seems like at the same time, everybody disappeared from pressing one. So if you guys want to tune in for tonight's topic, please press one, and I will bring you aboard. I don't know if you're pressing one just to get on the phone line or what, but if you want to talk, please press one. The next person I'm going to bring on is a voice from the Midwest. She has been on my panel before and has sat with us. I think she is still a 007, but she is very, very, she has such a passion for the ballroom scene, as well as, you know, the experience and the knowledge, and I really enjoy her company. Vonna, you are on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Kiana. Hey, Antonio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Vonna, really quickly, just, you know, so everyone knows who you are and stuff like that, ever had any leadership roles within the house that you were in before in the past or anything like that?
Yeah, I've had leadership roles in the House of Kennedy. I've been the mother of Malaysia. I was groomed for positions inside of Chanel. So I've had my fair share of opportunities.
Okay. So you know what it is to hold those types of positions and the responsibilities that come with it and so forth and so on.
Definitely.
Okay. I think one of our next panelists just got on. I think they were in a meeting. Hold on. How was your weekend, Rana? Did you get a chance to go to New York or did you stay?
No, I stayed home. I had to work all weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you getting ready for the ball this weekend in Detroit?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, I've been running like crazy for it all weekend, yes.
For those of you that don't know, and happy birthday to him. Well, I think I'm 10 minutes late, but happy birthday to TJ Mizrahi, the overseer, TJ Mizrahi. He's supposed to be calling in tonight, but I know he has been celebrating his birthday ever since he opened his eyes this morning. And he said he will be tuning in tonight really quickly to try to call us from a club or something like that, to give us an update or just a little update before his about his ball this weekend. For those of you who don't know, the Catch Me If You Can ball is this weekend in Detroit, Michigan. So he should be calling in shortly, and he might be on the line now because I see that number. Oh, I see a similar number, but no, that's not him. I don't think it's him. But anyway, I'm also waiting for one more. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me bring you on as well. I'm sorry. We also are bringing on Dante Balenciaga. You're on the air.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Dante.
How you doing, Kiana?
Hi, Dante. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
So, we're not going to hold everybody up with a whole bunch of, stuff. We're just going to get right into the topic. I got a whole bunch of messages on Facebook, so hold on. Let me just get rid of those. The questions that I have and the questions that have been coming across my lines have been about parenting as the mothers and fathers of the ballroom scene and a lot of the drama that takes place with them, as far as, the lack of respect, the forgetting of the founders, the leaders, the roles that the overalls are playing, the difference with trophy mothers, real mothers, and the responsibilities of a trophy mother, some of the chapter parents, and as well as gay parenting and stuff. Like, what is the difference between a gay parent as well as a chapter parent or a house parent? What about qualifications, decisions, requirements, the lack of respect within the title itself? I want to ask you guys, one by one. I'm starting from the top and then work my way down. I'm going to start with you, Antonio.
Okay.
What are some of the issues that you witnessed or have been a part of or, just some of the things that you feel when it comes to mothers and fathers of a house?
Some of the issues that I have seen, I'm not so sure if I see so much, I see a lot more hands-on parents these days, including mothers, because I know for one, when I first came out as me, looking out, looking in, a lot of the mothers seemed to be at one point in time very much so trophy mothers. But I'm recognizing now that a lot of them aren't, or a lot of them have changed. And I see that for most definitely a very big positive.
Okay.
And I believe it should be a co-parenting situation.
You do believe in co-parenting?
Yes.
Okay. What about you,
Deanna? The thing I feel about the negative aspect as far as parents and leaders, I feel now in the scene, is
to me, the parenting aspect is so saturated. It's like everybody, every day, every week, every hour, someone is a parent, someone is this, someone is that. And it just takes, to me, it just takes a lot out of it of giving people titles too soon, I feel. Some people are just, you know, it just becomes a lot where everyone is vying for the same title and that same rim of that status. And I just think that a lot of people, not being disrespectful to anybody, a lot of people to me are just not, you know, meant to be parents. A lot of people are just basically getting the title of parent because they feel like, oh, if I get to be a mother, if I get to be a father, some kind of leader in the scene, it'll build my build me up as far as the scene. It'll make me become fab, which is not the case. Because that's the only issue I have, where it's just given out a little too freely, where it's not earned, and people are not taking it seriously. It's kind of like a joke now, like, you know, all the different titles and all what's been given out so fast and so soon.
Okay. Maya?
I agree with Kiana 100%. You know, we pass out a lot of titles. A lot of people just take them on to have some type of authority when they don't always rightfully deserve it. I also think that a lot of the bigger problem with me when it comes to parent and child relationship is the trying to have, you know, trying to adopt a child or get a child because you want to have or you think she's cute or you're trying to make her in a little set or something. I see a lot of that going on definitely in the Midwest, I'd say. It's an abuse of power is what most people get that for. They try to, you know, try to reign over something or become something that they're not, to me, sometimes. And sometimes it can give you a little bit of a non-respect factor for that title. So that's really my major thing that I see is in dealing with those titles and dealing with parents.
Okay. We're talking about house parents. We're talking about house parents in general. I'm going to go to Dante because I know he said he stepped away from his phone for 1 second. But yes, Dante, we're talking about house parents themselves and some of the issues when it comes to house parents.
I think that Kiana and Maya basically summed it up. A lot of the times, like Kiana said, it seems like it's more now of a thing of if a person becomes a parent and they feel like they're going to get this extra life or that this is going to help build a career that they probably may or there's a chance they wouldn't have if they didn't get a title behind. Or there's the thing of, like, as far as issues, like I have stated, parents can have people in the house, parents having kids that want to come to a house and using their power as a parent to get them into the house, basically saying, you know, like, if you have with me, then, you know, I can basically guarantee you to get you in this house and things of that nature for the most part. I think the major issues with it. And then I just think people becoming parents before it's their time. I mean, if you're, like, under 21 or maybe even over 21, I won't even say an age, but if you don't have your own life together, how can you really call yourself a parent and be able to get somebody, help someone else out if they need help?
Okay.
True.
So basically you guys gave feedback about what you guys felt some of the issues are with parenting, and one of the main things that you guys say is that it's happening too fast. It's happening too fast, and some of the fingers are being pointed towards the leaders throwing the title at them to get them in the house to have them, or I guess things that are in that nature. But my question, when it comes to things like that, and I'm using Antonio as a example as far as, you know, some of the things that make you branch off and just do your own thing, opening up your own house, becoming an overall at a young age and stuff, what were some of the reasons to make you do that, Antonio? speaking for a younger generation and opening a house that's making up so much noise, when did you feel that you were ready for it? And maybe people can understand that, you know, I personally don't think it should be an age cap on it, because in all honesty, I'm going to use this as an example. And a lot of people may not agree with this or not, but I think that the majority of us in this ballroom scene, we grow up too fast. We have grown up too fast, especially the ones that are coming out at 13, 14, 15 years old. You know, it's like we grow up so fast that age is really not a number anymore. And that's just in my opinion. I can sit here and have conversations with someone that is 23 and 24 years old, and I feel like I'm talking to a real mother or a real father, because they have experienced so much in life, from the way they have to struggle to survive, to hustle in life, and things of that sort. You know, it's not that average person. And I've always said this as well. You know, all the knowledge that we have had at 18, 19, and 20 years old, if we were to go to our neighbor or the next person down the street, would they be able to stand next to us and have the same knowledge that we have? I think a lot of that has a lot to do with some of this. And I do agree with you in the chat room that growing up fast is very different than a person that is mature. I do agree with that. Because, you know, you still have to have maturity. I do agree with that as well. But there's a lot of people that are 30 and 40 years old as well that are not mature at all. And these are founders of houses. These are your ultimate leaders. And they are not as mature as well, because they have went through so many things in life that has limited them from so many resources. To make them mature. So who's to say the difference? You know, who is to say, or who is to point the finger? And that's what I'm trying to understand. Not that I debate it, not that I agree or disagree, but if that's what I want people to listen to and understand, because there are so many people out there that are asking this question. And another thing that I do want to bring up, or another question I may ask, and I think I just asked Antonio, and then I went for a whole other thing. I'm sorry, Antonio. Go ahead and answer the question that I asked.
What made me join? Well, I would have to say when I left Prestige, I took a very big following with me when I left the house, and I sat them down and we discussed. You know, we weighed out our options and everything. And one of my options actually was to step away from the ballroom scene. And my children were not giving me that option. So we decided that the best thing to happen was to basically start our own, because I didn't want to go to another house and follow someone else's rules, which don't always apply and don't always work for me or don't always work for, you know, whomever. And, you know, although I was a leader throughout my time in Prestige, I just felt, you know, I need to start answering to myself, and I felt as though I was going to be able to guide my house and my children better at that point in time than me going to somebody else and letting them basically guide them, because I've known them longer and I've created a stronger bond with them.
Okay.
So.
And when you say your children, were these actually your gay children, or these were just other children within the house and you were a leader within the house and you just took them under your wing and moved over? Or were these your gay children?
Some of them were gay children and some of them were just house children.
Okay. I understand. Now, listen, people, we got to remember that we are living right now in an era where, number one, the Kiki scene themselves are some of the have the hottest balls and show the hottest creativity when it comes to ballroom right now. And if I'm not mistaken, the Kiki scene is dedicated towards the younger generation. When do we think, or when did we think that these younger kids were not going to step out of their realm and start branching out onto ours, demanding respect? A lot of the things that came across my board was there is no respect from the leaders that are out there now. The leaders are always arguing with each other, attacking each other, so forth and so on. And the leaders are using the children, like, you know, Kiana said and Vanna said, for wrong reasons. And they feel that, hey, I have the qualities. I can do this. Why do I have to sit here and be a part of what these people are doing to me, and I have to turn around and call these people my mother or my father? I'll just go out on my own and do my own thing. And that is why they are stepping up to the plate so much. Do you agree with that, Kiana? Do you feel that that is something that they should do, or they should either be like Antonio, like you said, at one point, I was just going to leave this all alone? Or, you know, when do you feel enough is enough? And what should a person do?
I definitely feel, you know, what Antonio is saying. I definitely feel like growth. I definitely believe in growth. But I definitely believe when it's your time, it's your time. You should just not want to jump and feel that you can do something because everybody else is doing it, or it's the hottest thing out there now. Just because this one is a parent, that does not justify or make you a parent either. You know, I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful to anybody, but as I said, the word parent to me, you know, I take that very dear of being a parent, because I am a nurturer on and beyond the scene. And it's just a lot to deal with. When you become someone's parent, you're taking on a lot. It's just like the title of parent to me, or leader, you should take a lot into consideration when you're taking on that job or on that, you know, thing. It's just a lot to deal with. Not just give a title or give anything to a person who does not have the knowledge, the expertise, the experience, and they're still children, or, you know, they're still young themselves, and their mentality is not right. You know, it's older leaders out here as well. A lot of them, you know, a lot of the leaders out in the scene, not everyone has their head right. I'm not just saying everyone is a leader or meant to be a leader. Age does not matter, but to me, you know, age is about wisdom and all the other things as well, and put into one. Just don't jump into something and just give something to someone just because you feel like, oh, this is the fabulous thing right now. I'm going to give this person a title to hold them here, to keep them here. It's the title mother, the title father, and title, all these titles right now is so different to me now. It's just, it really is a lot to me to deal with.
Go ahead, Vanna.
I agree with Kiana. You know, it's saturated. You know, we're giving titles and we're throwing them out at people for, you know, a lot of reasons, when we're not giving them to people who honestly deserve them, or honestly can uphold them. Just because they might not be the hottest person in your house or the best in your house doesn't mean that they might not be the best leader for your house. And people are starting to get that confused. Okay, she wins 100 balls. She wins 100 balls doesn't make her a parent figure. It makes her a really good competitor. It's a really big difference. And people are noticing that now. And so, like Kiana said, we're just passing them out and we're giving them out. And we're not thinking about, you know, the person long run. I don't want someone to be a leader in my house if they can't even conduct their own lives the right way, or they don't have anything going for themselves. You can't show me how to fill out a job application or be better in the house and be a better person in the ballroom scene when you're not that kind of better person. So it's a big difference for me.
Okay. Dante?
I agree with Kiana and Maya once again. I think that, you know, just because, you know, you can be younger, you're right, and go through some things and go through as much as somebody else. But at the same time, the way that you probably handle those things when you go through them is probably totally different at a younger age. As well as, I just think that you have to experience life to a certain extent and to a certain amount of time before you really can, like, fully be able to be a good parent. Like, I mean, people have kids every day and are underage. real biological children, and that doesn't make them ready for it. But, I mean, it's easier for them to adapt to it because most of the time it's something they have to do. Not all the time, because at times you have parents who will just throw their kids away or give them up for adoption or whatever the case is. But, I mean, in a sense, they more so have to deal with it. With a lot of these parents now, it's kind of like, okay, well, if this doesn't work out, pay it. I can just go ahead and do my business and leave these kids, these people that are looking up to them as mothers or fathers, and they're basically led astray, and then they're just out on their own when the person decides, okay, this is for me. I think that, you know, you can be a leader without being a parent, and I think that's something that a lot of houses need to learn to remember. It doesn't take a title of a mother or a father for you to be a leader in your house and to be a leader, period. I think that I think that it's just like, I mean, I think I basically summed up what I'm trying to say. You don't have to be a parent to be a leader.
Basically, you definitely have to lead, but you definitely have to lead by example.
Yeah, at this point, it's just kind of like it's a contagious thing. Like, everybody wants to be the next mother or father. And a lot of the times you ask them, why should you be a mother or a father? And they can't really tell you anything. Being able to say that you can go out and get somebody to do sex for them doesn't really make you a mother or a father. That means you got money to be able to give somebody a 40 set.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. RR, you are on the air. Nice
that
you joined us.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Hey, RR.
Hey, Kiana. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
The blood is definitely flowing. I love it.
Most definitely.
That's only because you have good
listening. How long have you been listening?
For about a half hour.
Mhm.
So, Kiana, you know that.
Mhm.
With what you were saying, I really do agree. And, you know, you've had the pleasure of being in three houses. And before you branched out from the House of Chanel, when you first came to the house, you know, I'm sure you wanted to be there because you saw that the leadership was a nurturing type of leadership. And when I was the father of the house and you came to the house, there was a difference in coming to a house because you knew that that person was a trophy winner and that that person was also doing something in the real world that gave you incentive to want to do something in the real world. And I think that as a parent, you should be doing both. You know, you should be doing something in the real world and you should be doing something, you know, as far as the balls are concerned as a, you know, hobby. And I told someone this the other night. I said that, you know, a lot of people don't know the difference between a hobby and the real world because they have nothing going on in the real world, so they don't know what a hobby is. And parents, like, I don't see all these young kids getting these titles. I don't see all these beauties getting the titles. And then they get the titles, and they sit back and they don't do anything with them, you know. And I'm just speaking from my point of view, and I just think that people need to stop being hungry to snap somebody in their house, and the only title you can give them is mother or father. You know, people should be, like the person just said, they should be honored to come to the house and just be a leader. You know, a role model, because it's really not easy trying to be a parent when you know that you have kids in your house that you're getting high with. How could you be a parent to that person? How could you be a parent to somebody and, you know, they know all your personal business as far as what you're doing to make your hustle? If you're going to be a parent, there's some things that you need to leave for discretion. Because you can't lead by example and your kids know everything about you because then they don't respect you. That's just what I feel, you know. And I just think that there's too many trophy mothers, too many trophy fathers, too many young kids trying to be parents. And it's just overwhelming right now. Everything in the ballroom scene as far as titles are concerned is overwhelming and oversaturated. And it's too much. It's just too much.
So you know what, based on that, because that is the truth, it is definitely oversaturated and is definitely too much. But the question that we have to ask is why? Why are these people so hungry for these titles. And it has to be a reason. We can sit here and try to point the finger at this one and that one, but in all honesty, there has to be a reason why.
For validation.
That's for life.
Validation. Whereas they may not be as secure within themselves to feel validated for their categories that they've been walking, but they need that extra boost of confidence, which a mother or father title gives them the validation. I have arrived. I'm a mother. I'm a father. You know, you can't tell me anything, but that it's just the title. What are you doing with the title? You can have a master's degree, but you just got it sitting on your wall. Are you working?
But besides, now that I understand where we're coming from with all the working and the real life and stuff, but let's not even go to that. Let's talk about the ballroom scene itself. Let's leave the real world out of it for 1 second, and let's just talk about the ballroom scene itself. If a person is not getting what they want or feel what they deserve, where they're at, what should be their next move?
I think they should go to the overseers of their house and say to that overseer, I don't want to leave the house because I love the house, but I don't feel the position that I'm in is helping me or the house at this time, and I think that I'd like to take a back seat with this position right now, and maybe you can intervene until you find someone else that's suitable for the position.
Okay. What if that didn't work? I mean, bottom line is the kids are saying it this way now. They are basically saying that enough is enough. I'm not getting what I want. I'm tired of it. I can do this all on my own. I don't have to sit here and be a part of this. I'm going to do this on my own. And that's what they're doing. Are they wrong for doing that?
No.
I wouldn't say that they're wrong for doing that, because I mean, ultimately, if you're not happy, you should go or find what's gonna make you happy. However, I do think that you can fault some of the leaders in the other houses that are making these people parents, and they know it's not time just so that they can gain a hot member. Because I mean, let's be honest about it. Most of the people that end up gaining a lot of these father and mother positions as of lately that are younger, their kids that are coming from other people's houses, that people are using titles to get them into their houses. Not really thinking so much about the kids that's already in their houses that they deserve to have the title, or just thinking about the kids in their houses that actually got it from a real mother or father. It's more so of a concern of, let's just get this person because they're hot and give them a title.
Okay. So we are looking at other houses. I got a message. Perfect question. And I was actually going to say that. What about the people, and I'm reading messages that are coming over to me, and I'm just using you guys, and I want everyone to step in and say something. What about the people, and I'm just using this as an example, what about the person that is in this house, and they're just a regular child, okay? And they are doing so much in that house. When I tell you they sit there and they do all the work. When it comes time to setting up meetings, contacting the kids, going over effects, preparing for balls, ordering the tables, paying for the tables. They're doing so much of that stuff within the house, but it is just not known to the scene. In the scene, they're just a regular walker. The only people that are able to witness this is either the ones that are in the house, which half of them probably don't even pay attention to, and the leader themselves, that because the leader sits there and collects the shine, collects the credit for everything. What do you say to that person that is sitting there doing all this, and you know they want more? They feel like I grew up already. Like, prime example, and again, we have seen this in the real world where we have, you know, the teenage daughter who takes care of the younger kids at the ages of 13, 14, 15. She's taking care of her younger sisters and brothers because mom is always at the bar drunk, and everything. She done grew up so fast, helping them with their homework and everything. Who's to say that she's not even ready to be a parent at the age of 17, 18 years old? You know, this is the same thing, using that as an example. Someone who is actually sitting there doing everything, not getting any recognition for it, and they are just so done with it. What do you say to those people? These are the ones that are saying, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm either going to leave this alone, I'm going to just go open my own house, or I'm just going to go to another house that's going to accept me as a father or a mother. What do you say to those? What do you say to that girl at 15 years old that's raising her 2 or 3 year old brothers, and because the father's always drunk, beating up on the mother's always in rehab or at the bar, selling her pussy? What do you say to that teenage girl when she wants to grow up and be, you know, she wants to have sex and stuff? What do you say to those people?
Let me play devil advocate for just 1 second. If you're doing
okay.
all of this out of your house, saying you know, you're giving your dedication, you give your time, to me, and I'm just going to speak personal on my own level, that's what you're supposed to do for your house. You're not supposed, if you are doing, you know, being a great assistant, because what you are is still an assistant, you're assisting your house to make yourself better, then you shouldn't be doing it for the recognition or for the title or for the life that it gives behind it. You should be doing it because you have a genuine love for your house and you have a genuine respect for your house. It shouldn't be, well, let me try to make this, let me be better than Susie over here, because if I push a little bit harder, they might make me mother next year. That's not the role that you should be traveling. You should be doing it because I love this house, this is where I want to be, and this, I'm going to make this house better, whether I've noticed for it or not. It's a lot of people in a lot of houses that do a lot of work behind the scenes that never get noticed, but they still are there and they're still fighting. But then it doesn't guarantee the spot because you're fighting for your house. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're in the organization. You're supposed to make the organization better. You fight for it.
That's true. That is true.
Very true.
That is very true. I definitely agree.
Yeah,
I do agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio?
Totally agree.
It doesn't count as a spot.
Somebody's trying to call in. All right, we have a couple of callers. I want to see what they have to say about some of these topics that we're talking about. The first caller is 215-531. You're on the air. Thank you. Hi. 617-704, you're on the air.
What's the big number, 617? Hello?
I'm sorry? Yes?
Good evening, Jasmine. This is Faith, Father Herrera. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Nothing. Y'all, this is a good-ass topic. Number one, like Liz just said, I was one of them people that was in the house for a long time that, you know, did a whole lot but didn't get a lot of recognition for it. So after a while, you know, you get tired of that. You really do. You really do. And you just got to move on. Now, at the end of the day, you always got to do what's best for you. You can't always just think about your house.
Okay. Who is this I'm speaking to?
This is Faith.
Faith?
Yeah, Faith.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Faith. How are you?
What's going on?
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I've been just sitting here listening, just waiting. How are everybody doing tonight?
Hey, hello.
All right. I'm all right. I can't complain.
Thank you, Faith, for calling in. If you want to talk again, press 1 for me, and we'll bring you back on. The next caller is 347-335. You're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. This is Bebe Allure.
Hey, Bebe.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, everybody. I wasn't listening all night, so I don't know exactly who's all on
the
phone.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
hey.
Who's that?
Kiana.
Hi, Kiana. What's up, sis? How are you?
I'm good.
Okay,
we have
Antonio
Existence, Kiana, Vanna from Detroit, Dante Balenciaga, and RR.
Hello, everybody. Hi, RR. Hey, Dante.
Hey,
what's
going
on? Antonio and somebody else from Detroit. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name. But I just called in. I heard quickly what I think it was Kiana that was talking about what people, what their job is or what they're supposed to do for the house. I've been a member in the House of Allure for over 11 years. and the way our structure was in our house, we had a board that collectively ran the house and was doing things when Al was working on his career or Cheyenne was doing whatever she was doing, and that seemed to work well for us. But it truly takes a mature group of people, and I don't necessarily mean in age, but just in knowing of self and knowledge of self to be able to run a house and not be mother, father in the ballroom scene. Like, the ballroom don't recognize us as having that. But the only thing for people that work that hard, it takes nothing from a parent of a house to say, you know what, you guys are doing a great job. Like, when Faith called in and said that he felt like he was doing so much stuff and wasn't being recognized, all it does is take someone that you respect in the house to say to you, you know what, Faith, you were doing a great job, or Jasmine, you were doing a great job, or RR, you were doing a great job. That's all it takes to keep people committed and to be loyal to your house, because at the end of the day, this is all extracurricular. If this will never, ever pay my bills, because I'm not interested in that. If I was interested in being a father of the house, could have did that in about five or six houses, but that's not what my interest lies. My interest lies with my house, the house of the Lord, and that's where we'll always be. So if people just get the gratification and saying, thank you, you did a great job, I think that's all people would do. Sometimes people got to get out of their own way. Yes?
David, I want to say something about that, and I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but what about the people, and this can happen in ballroom houses, this can happen in your real house, this can even happen at a job. What about, it's okay to get the recognition from everyone else, but what happens when you are reaching for that recognition from your real father, your real mother? You know, I really want to make Daddy proud of me, not my auntie, not my grandmother, not this one and that one. They all tell me, they all give me kudos, oh, baby, you did a good job, blah, 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 blah. But when you get that acknowledgement from your daddy, you know, that's like, oh, my God, the ultimate. It's like, bitch, you gave me, you know, the ultimate stuff. What about when they're not getting it from them? They're doing all daddy's work. They're doing everything for their father.
I think everybody in life, whether it's business, whether it's extracurricular, ballroom, whatever kind of work it is, whatever kind of life work that you're in route to do, everybody needs validation. Everybody needs to know that they're on the right path to doing something greater than what they have seen or foreseen for themselves. So when it comes to running a house or running a family, the only way to manage great people is to be a great leader and understand who's working for you. If you understand in your house, okay, I have five people in my house, and they're all doing equally great work. I know these two people are not interested in being parents. They love being behind the scenes, but these two people are on the rise, and they want to be parents. So if I'm interested in them in that respect, then I'll groom them the way that I see fit for my house or for my family or for my position at my company. Whatever it is, to be a great leader, you have to understand who's working for you. And I think that's where the lack in the ballroom, to bring it back to ballroom, I think that's where the lack is, because there's a generational gap in a lot of houses. There's founders, and then there's people that have been appointed mothers and fathers because they were the people's choice. But the leadership hasn't transferred over to them, though. They're just making decisions or doing it fly by night, but they don't know how to manage the people that are there. And somehow, and this is just my personal opinion, I think some houses are just too goddamn big. How can you possibly manage that many people? And then one thing that I love about my house, and this is not to say that this is the best way to do things or there's a worse or better way to do it, but I just find it difficult to run a unified organization when there's 15 mothers and 15 fathers. That, to me, don't make sense to me on a personal level in my relationship to ballroom. So that's another reason why I think my house is a perfect fit for me. Everybody else may have different reasons why their houses are fit for them, but I think it's hard because you have conflicting styles of parenting. You always have people say, my chapter this, my chapter that, which ultimately creates division in the house. It'll always do it. One chapter thinking they're better than the other, and it just creates more, it just inflames more divisiveness. So that's why it's just weird. Ballroom is weird. It's a weird beast to manage. It's a weird beast to manage.
In order to the whole thing,
you have to truly step away from it in order to look at it and then get back in it and know what you need to do. But standing in the middle of the storm, you can never see an end to it. Never.
I gotcha. Well, thank you so much, baby. I'm going to put you on hold. If you want to come back on, please press 1 for me. I'm going to go. I didn't forget about you, who was hitting me up on Facebook, but I know TJ is going to come on the air really quickly because I know he stepped out to a quiet area, so I'm going to give him a few minutes to come on. Happy birthday, TJ. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good, just chilling, partying, having fun. You sound wretched, TJ.
Oh, we.
So we're going to change the topic for a minute really quickly because TJ's on here to talk about his ball really quickly. To you guys that are going to Detroit, TJ is on the air. TJ, did you want to give anyone, you know, give them a couple of information updates about the ball?
Sure. Of course, everyone knows the ball is this Saturday, April 7th, here in Detroit, Michigan at the Post. The host hotel is the St. Regis, which is on Woodrender Boulevard, which is about 15 minutes away from the Post. You still can book rooms there. Just call the hotel directly and say you want to get put in the Catch Me If You Can block. $79. What else? The ball will start. I'm estimating I'll start the ball at 3 o'clock. Most likely, the ball will start exactly at 3 o'clock. And there are still a few VIP tables left. If your house wants a VIP table, you need to hit me up ASAP. There's $75 come Friday. They will go to $100. It's $25 all night long. And those are the basic things. Of course, everyone knows the grand prize this year is the $1,000 open to all performance. $500 Between Face, sponsored by Mother Dickie Dior. $300 Realness. $300 Runway. $100 Sex Siren. Of course, if you're walking this bar, I advise everyone up front, please watch the movie Catch Me If You Can, because you're going to need to have some type of insight to that movie for the categories.
I think we had to lose. TJ, you still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're going to have to give us some energy because you're giving us very Come on now. I know you've had a hard day, but come on. So this weekend, everybody go to Detroit. What's your grand prize again?
$1,000 open to all performers. I want to see these bitches Vogue.
Okay, $1,000 open to all performers. You want to see y'all bitches the Vogue. Go get the movie. Watch it on Netflix. Order it. Buy it. Catch Me If You Can. Learn it. You know, learn the category yourself, read the category. Mother Dickie Dior is sponsoring Butch Queen Face for $500 this weekend in Detroit as well. Come on, TJ, some energy, baby. Are you still drinking that Long Island? What about honey?
Oh, Pineapple Long Island.
Pineapple Long, you just, how old are you, TJ?
You're a mess.
23.
You act like you just turned 21 drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Nobody know that but you.
Okay.
Everybody know that. Everybody know you love a good drink, my thing.
All right,
be quiet.
Anything else about the ball really quickly?
I can't think of too much stuff right now. No, but if anybody has any questions or something, they can hit me up directly, 313-575-4-3.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Hi, sweetie. How many of your categories are being sponsored by someone?
One.
Okay. And if that person, for any reason, good, bad, or indifference, may not be able to come forth, would you be able to take care of that category yourself?
Yes. I've already spoken with Mother Dickie today and every day up to the ball. They have the money for the ball, and actually I will have the money in hand Friday.
Okay. That wasn't coming from a shady place, but, you know, it was just a question.
Oh, no, I understand a lot of people ask me that already. I've already came up with that assumption. If there was a problem dealing with that $500, I've already said that I would take the bullet for it.
Okay.
Okay.
And TJ, did you want to set touch? I don't know if you've been listening to us about tonight's topic. I think we talked about it a little earlier. Did you have anything to say about it, or you just have to recap that?
About the parents and leaders and things.
Mm-hmm.
this is my whole view on it, and I don't know when to take this in a shady place or a cold place. It's time to retire the older generation of parents and let the newer generation run it, because the older generation isn't doing shit to basically keep it going to let the new kids come in and run it to where it needs to be.
Okay. And what do you, because I know you can't stay long, what do you say about the ones that believe the newer generation is not ready for that type of responsibility?
I feel that they just want to hold on to their titles and keep themselves in their positions and things like that, because it's a power struggle. They feel they need the power and that title to feel irrelevant. If they don't have that title and stuff, they're not going to feel irrelevant, and they don't want to give it to someone else who can do something different, who's into what's going on now, who can help build it, the house strong to what it needs to be now to survive in a younger generation of ballroom scene. It's no longer the same thing that's going on in the Mark ballroom that the older generation is used to.
You missed that shot. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was watching the game while you were talking. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're good.
All right, CJ, is that all you have to say for now?
Yes. Anybody got any questions or anything? Anybody have any questions?
Does anybody have any questions really?
No, I just
want to
wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Make sure you enjoy your birthday.
If you guys are on the phone,
I'm probably all the way till Monday. Is Divine on the phone?
No, Divine's not on the air with us tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah, anybody got any questions, anything? If I don't answer, if I'm not on the air or something, just y'all can just call my phone and I'll just come back outside and talk.
Okay, no problem. I'll text you.
All right,
thank you so much. Father, Nico Chanel, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, no, this is not Father Nico. This is his son, Chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Chance. I'm so sorry.
Hi, good afternoon. RR, Dante,
hey,
and Jasmine.
How are you?
Pretty good.
How are you doing?
My idea of a gay parent is like someone that helps you beyond the scene, like in real life. Let's say they would rather take you to get for someone that's in school, like pencils or paper for school instead of something for a ball. You know what I mean? Someone that takes care of their business and their child's business in the real life instead of the ballroom scene.
Okay.
So.
RR?
Yes, I'm here.
Vanna, you guys have any feedback about that?
No.
I apologize. So you're basically saying, Chance, that that's your idea of a gay parent, one that will help you more in real life than for a ball.
Yeah, one that will lead you down the right path, not just lead you in the ballroom scene particularly. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Because he's saying... Go ahead.
Because some people, gay parents, are their only parents. Like when they come out, and you know, some of their parents may disown them, and they look for that mother or father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So if that's somebody that we just, it's like the same concept with gangs. You know, people join gangs and they look up to certain people in gangs and stuff. So, I mean, if I look up to someone, of course I'm going to do what they say to keep me out of trouble. You know what I mean?
I got you. Okay, well, thank you so much, Chance, and thank you for tuning in for that. You guys are so silent.
So what? What's she saying?
Did you not understand what he was meaning about that?
No, I got it. I agree with him a lot. I agree with what he said. A gay parent to me is somewhat different than a
ballroom parent, I think. Yeah. And the aspect that, I mean, ballroom parent has ballroom in front of it, for one. I mean, granted, at the end of the day, it's still a parent, and it would be ideal that, you know, that parent focuses on all parts of your life. But a gay parent, when I look at it, is someone that is, like he said, like Chad said, their main focus is your livelihood, your real life. I mean, it's great for them to basically, they should help you out in all aspects of your life, but I think the main focus should be your well-being in the beginning of your life. Like I said, ideally, a barber parent would be great if they were all the same way, but it's not really always the case because, I mean, this is recreational, so, I mean, it can differ a little bit.
My thing is, I think that a lot of the young kids today are looking for someone to nurture them because they're looking for that real parent that they ran away from. And a lot of the kids, they come to the balls to escape the reality of life because they're really afraid. But for 15 minutes or 2 hours, whatever the case may be, they can zone out and be in their own world. But when reality sets in and they have to return to the real world, they need to know that they have that person who's really concerned about their well-being, not just the fact that they're hot for their category, and that that person is going to guide them where they may fall short. Because a lot of the youth today, they don't have a clue on where they're going when the ball is over. They don't have a clue what they're going to eat when the ball is over, where they're going to sleep when the ball is over, and they need someone that they can say, well, I'm going to find my mother and see what she's doing, and, you know, she'll tell me what my next move is. Because a lot of them don't have a clue what the next move is, and they depend on us as leaders, role models, and, you know, head of households to lead them and guide them in the right direction. And it's just so much of that that's lacking now. You know, these kids are 16, 17, 18, and 19. Even at 19, you have to still say that person needs nurturing because a 19-year-old today in the ballroom scene is still thinking like a 16-year-old. And sometimes,
do you really think that's true,
Yes, I do.
I disagree with you.
You do? Why?
I really do. I really do because I know when I was 16, 17, and 18 years old that you couldn't tell me a motherfucking thing because I already felt that I have been through so much in life. And I'm not comparing my life to anyone else's, but I buried 3 uncles back to back to back. I came from a home that was so broken. And everything that I had to do growing up so fast, that with that, me being 17, 18, 19 years old, my mentality was nowhere near the average 17, 18, 19 years old, 19-year-old. I was able to communicate with a person that was 25 and 30 because of the experience that I have went through. You know, I see what you're saying, but I do feel that a lot of people in our community, I think in gay life, period, because of so much struggle in life, they grow up so fucking fast.
But they grow up fast learning the street life. They don't grow up learning the survival skills of life, and that's where they need to be taught. They need to be taught what survival skills it's going to take for me to make it in the real world, to live a productive life in society. A lot of us come into the ballroom scene and we find the easy way out, you know, by doing magic, by prostituting, you know, by selling drugs, and we say, okay, I can make a living off of this. But then when reality sets in and you've gotten enough R&Rs or enough time and you're on probation and now you want to live a real life, where do you go? How do you start to live a productive life in society? And this is where they need the nurturing. Yes, they're smart as hell at 19 when it comes to street knowledge, but when it comes to the real world, that's what they need to be programmed for. And that's why a lot of us fell short.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that, too. I think he summed it up, like, perfectly. He actually brought up what I was going to say, the whole prostitution, just fast money, period. I think that's because they're growing up, like he said,
learning that, but they're not getting the common sense and nurturing that they do need. And a lot of them look after these people or look up to and seek these people out to be parents that they see in this fad lifestyle and the ballroom scene. But then when they leave, they don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. And so it's kind of like, what ultimately can you teach them? And then it falls back on these people that are making these people their kids too, that know they're not in a position to be a parent, because at the end of the day, they don't have their own stuff together. And it's like they're seeking out kids because they're looking for someone to be able to fill a void that they have, while these kids are seeking out a parent to fill the void that they're missing. So, I mean, ultimately, they end up together trying to fill each other's void. And, I mean, you can't help somebody but so much when you're in the same predicament as them.
I agree.
That's true. That's true.
That is very, very true. If you guys are on the phone lines and you want to touch up on this topic or talk about anything with us, please press 1 so we can bring you on. If you guys are in the chat room, please call in and press 1. RR, I forgot to tell you that overall father slayer fella keeps telling me to tell you hi, and he would like for you to give him a shout-out. He is one of your biggest fans in the chat room.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm glad to know that I have a fan. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And you know what? I want to also give a shout-out that I forgot to do this week to the House of Escada, because they did something at the awards ball that was just, I thought it was just so much camaraderie, that this is what we really need. Earlier in the day, I'm going to make this real quick because I know you got to get back to the show, but earlier that day I saw a few of the Escadas at a store downtown Brooklyn, and one of the Escadas said to one of the members, oh, that's R.R. Chanel, he's a pioneer. No, he's an icon. And the guy, two of them came over to me, they said, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. And we shook hands and everything. When I got to the function, I had came with Pagan, and Pagan couldn't really see the ball from where we were upstairs. And I went to the Escada's booth, and I asked them, would it be all right if Pagan sat with them so that she could view the ball from the balcony? And they said, yes, no problem. It's not a problem. They went and got her a chair, and they let her sit right there with them. I thought that was just so nice of them. And I just want to give a big shout-out to the House of Escada. And that's the kind of unity that, you know, I just felt the ballroom was missing. And I'm so glad that you guys gave me that moment. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations to the House of Escada for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And also, I am so sorry. I wasn't overall father fella. It was overall mother fella. She was trying to say hi to you, so it was the mom. I'm sorry. So say hi to the mother.
Hello, how are you?
Now
you know,
they're
going
to storm my house because I messed up, so I'm so sorry.
Now, you know what, just to get back to the topic, I can only use myself as an example. You know, everybody knows my story, and I just feel like, you know, say, for instance, if there was someone in any house that was going through something where, like, they wanted to stop using and they had no one that they could go to mentor them on what they should do, it should be easy for them to be able to go to their mother or father and say, I'm having a problem and I want to stop smoking weed. And the mother and father can't really tell them how to stop smoking weed because they're smoking weed, that person might be able to say, well, you know what? I'm going to lead you to somebody who you need to talk to. And they could say, would it be all right if you talk to my son or my daughter about the process of, you know, wanting to stop using? Do you think that's something that parents would do?
Yeah. I'm
going to
start with Antonio. Antonio, do you think
there's
something parents would do?
I would hope they would do something along those lines. I mean, yes, without a doubt. I mean, if any of your children come along with some type of struggle that they're dealing with and they're trying to conquer in life, I feel as though if you do not have the resources yourself to identify how to address the issue, then you should lead them to a place where you know they're able to get that help.
Okay.
Because I think it goes back.
I wanted to see what Vonda had to say.
I do think that it should happen. I do believe that that would bring a more connection to, you know, the bridge the gap between different houses. In a perfect world, I think it should happen. Do I think that it will happen, like, realistically? No, because people don't always want to reach out for their addictions. Sometimes people's egos get in the way. Sometimes people, you know, their own self-worth sometimes get in the way of looking out and trying to reach out to help somebody or giving someone the tool to help some to help themselves. So do I think it should happen? Yes. Do I believe realistically that it would? Probably not. In some cases, yes, but in most cases, no.
Do you believe that it takes a village to raise a child?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. That's one of my favorite quotes. Of course, definitely. I believe that it takes a lot of more than one village sometimes to raise a child.
So do you think it would be wrong for a child to try to reach out to someone in another house for what they for, just for guidance, not to leave their house, but just for guidance? And, like, say, for instance, a mother or father is unavailable mentally for what that child needs, and that child goes to another mother or father in another house because they see that that mother or father is mentally able to help them, and they get a few suggestions and stuff. Do you think it would be offensive to the other mother and father in which the child belongs to their house?
It shouldn't be offensive because at the end of the day, just like all of us on the phone have, you know, our in-houses, in-houses, and we have friends in multiples of houses. So that goes more of a friendship basis. That more, okay, I'm going to another friend because I need help with something that's a little bit more deeper than my extracurricular activity. So, no, I don't feel that anyone should feel slighted or wrong because I reach out to someone else for help in another house. No, not at all.
And would it be wrong for a mother or a father of another house to approach one of your kids and say, anytime you want to talk, you can feel free to give me a call?
I don't think it's wrong. I mean, it could be taken in a few different lights.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. A lot of people won't reach out like that because of parents taking it the wrong way.
Right.
And
This is what I want to do, seriously. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little game with you guys. I'm going to be the ballroom child, and I'm going to give examples, and I want everyone to tell me what I should do. And before we do that, I'm going to take these two callers, and then I'm going to bring Bebe on again and ask Bebe to sit with us, because I know Bebe has very good insight points on the topic at hand. But let me go to these two callers really quickly, and then I'm going to play a game with Antonio, Vonda, Dante, RR, and Bebe.
Where am I to Kiana?
Kiana's phone died, and she said she will be calling back in shortly. But her phone died, so I think she's letting it charge. 773-823, you're on the air.
What's up, everybody? This is Tone Balenciaga. How you doing,
hey,
Jasmine?
Tone.
Hey, Tone. How are you?
Hello,
hey,
what's up, Dante? What's up, brother?
What's up?
This is a very interesting topic. I was actually having this conversation with somebody earlier, and I'm going to really try to be really brief. Me, myself, I'm a PK, so what I'm going to say may kind of, I hope it doesn't offend anybody or be a little too deep for some people, but when Jesus began ministry, he was 30 years old. That's what people, you know, that's what people scout him out to be. So by him being 30, there's a difference in mentality of a 19-year-old and a difference in mentality in the 30-year-old. And not saying that parents need to be 30 and all up in age, but there's just a different mentality that people take on when they get of age. I don't pop off at people the same way I did being now a little older than I was probably when I first entered the ballroom scene. I'm a little quick to think more now and then react versus reacting and then thinking. When Jesus got 30 years old, he performed things. He did things prior to him, you know, asking a question later on, who do people say that I am? You know what I mean? And he had to do those things because he needed to prove himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think the ballroom scene at this point has began to get where people don't have to prove themselves anymore. Proving themselves when I came out was taking time, learning, observing, watching, paying attention. Mm-hmm. There were people in ballroom that you wouldn't even step to speak to it in a certain way or ask a certain question. There was things that when I first became a Balenciaga, there were certain things I wouldn't do in front of Harold that I may do in front of my friends, only because there was a respect level. And him being the father of the house, I looked at him as saying, you know what, I want to inspire to be in that form versus thinking because I won, you know, a few balls and a few people know my name that I've already arrived. And I think that one of the biggest things that I hope that the leaders now are doing is that they're taking it back to actually teaching people and showing them exactly what ballroom is, because no one is basing things on experience or mentality. It's strictly on how many wins you got, how many people you slept with, how many people know your name when you get to a ball. Yes, people, some people have a name, but what do they got a name for? Do they got a name because they spend a lot of time on their ads? Or do they got a name because they're the connect person for all the mess? Or do they have a name because they're actually doing productive things in the scene? Mm-hmm. And that question comes to who do people say you are? And if people can't associate you to something good, I personally wouldn't want them to lead my group of people or lead me. So that's just my thoughts and comments on that whole aid situation.
Well, you know, you said
well, thank you so much, Tone.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much
for tuning in, Tone, and making your comments. That was really, really on point. We're going to go to another caller, 718-788. You're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, it's me.
Hey, Kiana. I'm glad you're back because I want you to be a part of this as well. And, baby, do you mind sitting with us when I ask you questions? Okay, baby's not there. Maybe he's on the other end. Baby, if you're listening, press one like two times so I can see you. I want you to sit with us as I ask some of these questions. Okay, I do have another question really quickly before we go into what I want to say. Can you speak on someone who wishes to form a brand new house and elaborate on the road that they should take?
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry, what was that?
can you elaborate, well, what would you say to someone who wants to start their own new house and elaborate on the road that they should take?
Well, I think you should ask yourself, do you really have the time and the energy to put into it? Because it does take a lot of time and a hell of a lot of energy. And then on top of that, less is more. You know, it's not all about quantity. It's about quality. So you don't need a very big house. You have to structure your house based on what you feel in your spirit and don't go by the structure of other people's houses. And just know that it's something that, you know, you're putting yourself in a position where people are always going to be looking at you when things go right or when things go wrong. And if you're not ready to deal with the backlash, good, bad, or indifference, then you shouldn't get involved. And it takes a lot of work. And if you don't have the time to put into it, then don't do it.
Okay. Antonio, did you want to say anything on that?
I'm in total agreement with RR on that one. You will most definitely need the time and effort and the drive and the will to start your own house. I knew it was not going to be easy at all for me to accomplish what I have started, and it is not going to be easy for me to continue what I started, because I know, you know, in time, houses punctuate. They have their signs. And then sometimes, you know, the cookie crumbles and you have to pick up the pieces and you have to start brand new. And, I mean, all you can do is prepare. Just like I always say at work with my fellow colleagues and my employees, you know, it's always good to be proactive versus reactive. So I'm in agreement.
All right. Well, all right, what are you doing,
Dixon? I'm finished.
All right, I have a question. We're going to play a little game. Antonio, Vanna, Dante, RR, and Kiana. And I am going to use the examples of an individual that I'm just going to basically throw myself out there and just say, I am this individual, and what should I do? The first question is, I was offered to come to this house. I think the house is fab. They got some fab members in the house. I love Miss So-and-so who does performance. I live for her. She is everything. And I just want to walk. I want to be in the house, but they said I have to sleep. But when I went to the leader, you know, the overall father, he said that the only way I can come in this house is, you know, if I sleep with him. What should I do?
Run. Who first? Run the other direction.
We're going to start from the top to the bottom and just make your answer, like, kind of short. And Sonia, what do I do?
I'd say you run the other direction if the person is telling you you must sleep with them.
Okay. But Lana, I've lived from this thing. She broke down, and I want to be in her house. What do I do? He said ain't nobody going to know.
Let me tell you something, child. Somebody broke down in everybody's house. And if he's telling you that you got to sleep with him to be in his house, then you don't need to be there. You can be somewhere else where you can be productive.
But Dante, he said that he will pay my bills and he'll give me a position. And I mean, why not?
Because you should want more from yourself, and you should think more of yourself than to do something like that. You can go plenty of places, like Lana said, that people vote down, and you'll find people that you'll get along with. Like, you should want more, and you know your worth, and you know you're worth more than that.
I know chat room. I know it happens all the time. That's why I'm saying it. But RR, I mean, this is the hottest house in my region. There's only three other houses in this region, and this is the only hottest house. And I have to be a part of it. I mean, but you know, so what? I call chat lines. That's a dick. Chat lines with strangers. Why not do this with him?
Well, sweetie, listen. Let me tell you. If you have no principles and no morals, and from what you just told me, you don't have any, go ahead, girl, go for it.
Okay. So, okay. All right. So, Kiana, girl, okay. I did it. It was a mess, but, girl, I'm in the house now.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have done that?
Well, you already did it. I mean, you didn't have no morals while you was doing it. I mean, it's too late to complain now about something that you're gagging at. I mean, you shouldn't have did it in the first place. You should have ran. You should have prayed for him and prayed for the house and dashed.
Yes.
Okay, but now let's all speak realistically. You know that this happened.
Oh, girl.
And that's what we would have said realistically.
And that is just the
two of us that will say things like that.
That is true.
But then you know what I also say to that on another note?
Mm-hmm.
I think an individual who's given an ultimatum like that, they should put that house person on blast in front of the whole boardroom community.
Yep.
And then, after they put them on blast, say, my self-worth is worth more than that. Is there a mother and father out there who will take me into the house that I don't have to sleep with?
But you know what? I was so funny. You can put them on blast all you want to. 9 times out of 10, definitely of those of us who know these mothers and fathers personally, we already know they set anyway. So once you tell us our lives, we're like, oh, okay, girl, now you found out. That's basically what it's going to give.
Something that somebody said in the chat room is we live in a generation now where something is so easy because escorting is, they see escorting as a second nature of survival, and it's true. You know, so they don't have, you know, they don't have morals when it comes to some of this stuff. And I'm going to take it a step further. I am in this house, and, I've done everything that I can. Or let's say I was put in this house. I didn't have to go through all that. I'm now in this house. But now the leader is approaching me. I've been in this house now for a year. I've made my name. I've been in this house for 2 years. I've made my name, and now the leader is trying to get me to sleep with him. The leader is telling me that, oh, I'll give you a bigger position if you do this for me, and you do that, and I'll give you life, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that. What do I do at this point? I have I have brothers and sisters in my house that I love and I respect. I do not want to leave them, Antonio. I don't want to leave my brothers and sisters. I live for this house. I live for everything, but my father is telling me this is what I need to do. What do I do, Antonio?
Oh, my
You need to tell him that that is not acceptable and that does not work for you. Unfortunately.
But then I won't get this position. I mean, I want to get this position, but if I disagree with him and I don't get it, Vonna, what am I going to do?
You, first of all, child, you don't need the position. Second of all, you can respect your brothers and sisters to the floor. If you are being approached in this manner, you really need to self-analyze and figure out what it is that you want to do. That house is not that important to let your morals go just because I'm trying to support a couple of my sisters and my girlfriend. You need to move on and keep the pushing.
Right.
And that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, and it's definitely a respect factor.
Yes.
It's a respect factor.
That's like,
that person ain't really your father. If he's really your father and the leader of this house, I think the leader or father should have a little bit more class and dignity in the house by being, what kind of example is he showing the new people that want to join and the people in the house? That's classless to me. That's no, that ain't your father then.
I can respect Kiana to the floor. Me and her can be sisters, bitch, from way back when. If I'm being accosted and approaching this house, I'd be like, look, girl, we girlfriends, girl, we still going to kiki and term at the ball, girl, we going to talk on the phone, but I'm getting ready to hit it.
That's sad. That's a mess.
So,
it happens.
So, but, yeah, and it really happens. It's really sad. And like someone said earlier, a lot of these people come from broken homes. They look at these parents as, you know, real, you know, parental figures in their life, and they just don't know what to do at this point. They're kind of lost. They don't know, what should I do? You know, this is what he's telling me. And they don't even probably know what it really means to have a real mother or a real father. So
if you look up to these people, you put them into your life, you're putting them in your life and you loving them for a reason, it, to me, that violates your trust. And you want to sleep with them. I don't sleep with my kids. I don't care if it's personal. I don't care whether it's gay. I don't care who is it. It's just a level of class and dignity you have to go. These people are looking up to you in a certain light. And then when you want to take advantage of that by promising them a position and, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and do that, that's a mess. That is really a mess.
Okay,
that showed you they were never
let's
in your...
Let's talk about something else. I'm going to use another example.
Mm-hmm.
I come to this house, and I've been in prized possession in this house. I've been the winner. I've been keeping the name alive.
Right.
I've done so much for this house. I've helped Daddy get this house together when it came to meetings, to this, to that. I've done so much. But now all of a sudden some new kid on the block is there, and Daddy is giving him all the attention. I don't exist. Daddy is just throwing him all the love, the support. Daddy's always hanging with him. They're always at dinner, having card games. I'm never invited. I feel like the outcast. And then Daddy only comes to me when he wants something done. But I don't need anything anymore.
Right.
What do I do?
You need to have a talk with Daddy. You need to really sit down and have a talk with your father. If y'all have a relationship, if y'all have boundaries like you said you are, if that's your daddy, if that's your father, sit down and talk to your father like an adult and tell him how you're feeling, because a person is never going to know what you're feeling unless you sit there and talk to them. If you're not telling them what's going on, how are they ever going to know anything? Put your foot down, explain to them how you're feeling, and whatever. Have that kind of boundary between y'all two.
And let me say this. 9 out of 10 times, these parents that are having sex with their kids, mm-hmm. the kids that they're having sex with, when they ask these kids to have sex with them, they're not asking the kids when they're in their right frame of mind. They're asking the kids after a pill or a bump.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are really vulnerable at that point, because I'm almost 100% sure, as you said, Jasmine, a kid that's 16, 17, and 18 today have a mindset to know right from wrong and what they will do and what they won't
true.
Do.
That
and if
true.
And if they are in the right state of mind and they're a true fag, they're going to read down.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Now,
well,
if they're under the influence, if they're under the influence, then that's when it usually happens.
Mm-hmm. And I also just think, as far as the ballroom of today, the people have lost the respect of the ballroom. There's respect. That's why the people don't respect the leaders and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the kids don't respect the leaders
mm-hmm.
and stuff in the scene anymore because of stuff
exactly.
like this. I mean, we're human. We are human.
Mm-hmm.
We do what we do, but it's a certain way you do certain
mm-hmm.
things. And this is just
mm-hmm.
a pickle to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's exactly why, because our bottom line is, and again, I think someone said this a few weeks ago, I think Tony said this, Tony Redbone said this, but we come from an era now where, I think he said it, I'm not sure, but we come from an era now where back in my day, honey, if
mm-hmm.
your mother called you by your name, or she called you by your full name, or your first
mm-hmm.
and last name, you knew that she was not playing. You know, you would shut up your ass down and all the rest of that stuff. Now you've got kids that are actually hitting their mothers and fathers, you know, fighting them. You know, now there's laws that protect the mothers and fathers from getting smacked or, you know, getting beaten and stuff like that. So now the kids are running rampant. They don't have, to, you know, respect for their own biological family. They come into the ballroom scene and they see the shade. They see all the facts. Money and all the rest of that.
Jasmine, you have to remember, we're dealing with the crack generation of babies now. These kids that are of today, they come from parents who were addicted to some type of drug, be it heroin or be it crack, and they were also in the womb at that time. And when they came out, they were partially addicted. So the mindset was already warped when they were born. And then
living in an unstable environment.
And then having to deal with the sexuality of what they really were and trying to come out and not knowing
uh-huh.
how to come out, that's a lot.
Uh-huh. And
then they come
true.
Into the ballroom. Then they find the ballroom community thinking that that's
right.
the way out, only to find out that they jumped out of the frying pan into the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so do we stay? I mean, the bottom line is the purpose of the State of Emergency show is to try to find a solution if there is a solution.
The solution is stop sleeping with your kids, mentor them in a direction where they can actually function in the real world and still understand that the ballroom scene is an extracurricular activity. Go there with sportsmanship, coming to have fun, do what you do best, and leave, winning or losing. Leave the crowd with a memory of you. That's how you win. You don't win the trophy. You win the crowd. That's when you know you've won. The trophy is just icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Impact is always key. Sometimes impact sometimes is a lot greater
mm-hmm,
than a win
mm-hmm.
because the person is going to remember your impact.
That's
while
right.
that other person may have that trophy, that person is definitely going to remember, oh, that person turned that production out, that person did this, that person did that.
Exactly.
So I think I'd rather have impact any day because you're
yes.
going to have something memorable
yes.
than just a trophy.
Yes, yes.
I have a question to touch up on the topic. I have been in that situation when I have worked, traveled, and walked, and then got kicked to the side. What do you do when you talk to the father and still nothing is done? Is it the right thing to leave when there is no support and go to a house that has your back and support? Is that a good move?
I mean, I think that is, like I said earlier, I think you need to be where you're happy.
I don't think that it takes a title that is going to make you happy, because if it does, it probably will only make you happy, but for so long. But if you're truly not happy where you're at and you don't have the support, then you need to go to a place where you can be happy and you are going to have support or whatever it is that you are seeking. But make sure you are for your well-being all around, not just for a title, so that when you come out you can feel like, oh, I feel fat now because me and my girlfriends are all mothers and fathers. Because at the end of the day, you can still be feeling left empty, and that support can still be there because you're a mother and father. I've seen when new mothers and fathers have been introduced and they come out, and they give them this big introduction, the new father, the house of such and such, or the new mother of such and such, and then the crowd is all kind of looking around like, okay, and like nobody's going up, because it's like most people know when someone deserves something. And when it's kind of given to them just because the house is trying to get them over there, whatever the case may be. And so they're still not respected at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're making a move, make a move because you feel
okay,
that's
but what do you say to a person? I understand exactly what you're saying, but what do you say to a person that don't even give a damn? They're about to prove it to you. When will the respect factor kick in? Like, what does that individual have to do that did get called out? That one that did get called out, and everybody was like, what? Cool, child. And that person is like, okay, I guess I am the father, I am the new mother, and I'm about to prove it. What is going to be the qualifications, and what will be some of the things that people look forward to seeing from this individual to prove that he is that mother or she is that father?
That's what Kiana just said. They got to come and make an impact.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
And what are some of the impacts that will make you say, baby, a year later, baby, you are doing a very good job?
Because
what
you can
make
see that, Jasmine, I feel like everybody can, you can see that people see the growth of an individual,
right,
where you started from and where you are now, just like from where I started from and where I am now as an overall mother, I feel like I have grown my growth in steps. People see that. When they see that you have grown and they see your growth as far as ballroom and as far as you, people know that, notice that.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. And if you're just a new parent that's having a new house and you just started, and just say you just started and it's become very successful and you're still doing your thing and you're still here with your house and it's at a great progress,
mm-hmm,
that shows you what you're doing as an individual. It's
right.
Your progress and growth.
Let me ask Antonio, because Antonio is the living proof of someone that was young in a position that had the title in the position itself at a young age, that branched off on his own and created something, and that is the overall father, and his house is making noise, winning two of the years this year. Antonio, in the beginning, what were some of the concerns or some of the things that you felt that you had to prove? What were some of the lashes that you got in the beginning, and how did you deal with them? Did it slow you down? Did it bother you? What did you have to go through?
In the beginning, when I actually the day after I left Prestige, I talked to several icons that day. They actually came to my room. I talked to James Caan, Man Prodigy, Rodney Prodigy. I talked to Jay Blahnik on the phone. And they actually told me that they really do not see me at this point in time going to another house and becoming a member or starting a chapter, because they say since I've basically ran Prestige alongside with Alvernium for all these years, that they thought it was time for me to start my own and to branch off. And, you know, I expressed to them how my children felt and how I felt and my concerns, which were, you know, I felt as though, you know, although I never really traveled to the Midwest, you know, the Midwest wasn't going to take me seriously once I come out there or, you know, anything along those lines. And, I mean, you just have to hit those obstacles when they come. But as of right now, I mean, I really haven't hit anything hard to the point where I felt like I've been disrespected or, you know, anyone has, you know, not come correct and not given me, you know, constructive criticism or anything. Because, you know, there have been plenty of times where I've been at balls and I've had, you know, myself and pull me aside, or Jay pull me aside, or even Alvernia pull me aside, and, you know, give me pointers and give me another view to look at on certain situations. So.
Okay.
And the reason they're mentoring you when they do that is because they see leadership quality in you,
mm-hmm.
and that they know that you can be one of the you know, top guns in this ballroom scene. Or they would take the time out to pull you to the side and tell you those things.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I got a question, again, from the young lady earlier that said about leaving when the father still is not doing anything. And she said, so now the parent is bitter for you leaving. Don't try to mend the relationship when they were your very first ball mentor, or do you just pay it? Bottom line is, you know, you left. The parent is bitter for you leaving. They don't want to communicate with you. But you still look at to this person as your first ballroom mentor. Do you still try to mend it with them, or do you just pay it and move forward?
You move forward and you pay it, and when they feel you move forward and you pay it, and you show them exactly what you're made of by continuing being the person that you are and letting your name grow in the ballroom community. And at some point in time, that individual will come to you and let you know that they were wrong. Because at the end of the day, we as a ballroom community, as much as we go through with each other, we are a forgiving community, and there always comes a point in time where each individual always approaches another individual and say, you know what, we need to talk. And that's what will happen. So you just got to leave it alone, give time, and it'll work out. And if it doesn't work out, oh, well, Chanel, pay it. It's only a ball.
We got a couple of callers. I'm going to bring them on really quickly, and then I'm going to touch up on some of this stuff that's coming across my board. 917-693, you're on the air.
Good evening, guys. It's Keisha. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Yada. Did I miss anybody? Jasmine. Did I miss anybody?
Just say hi, channel.
Hello. First and foremost, I just want to say, once again, thank you for enlightening and giving some positive outlook on the things that these young generation needs to know, because I think a lot of them don't even know. A lot of them are vulnerable, like R said. A lot of them don't even think to want to know. All they just want to know is that quick recognition. And sometimes you have to work hard to get to where you want to be.
Definitely.
I'm sure all can testify to that, and I'm sure Kiana. It wasn't easy for them. It was not easy for them. And in this generation, everything is built on this microwave, fast. And that's not always going to make you the best at what you do. Sometimes you have to work hard to get to where you have to be. I don't know if you guys agree or disagree with me, but what do you guys think?
What's your question?
What you're saying, I agree with you 100%.
Oh, as far as working hard, definitely, because you got to understand something. You know, anything worth having is worth working for. And, you know, like you said, the microwave generation, I'm going to put it to you like this here. Everything with this generation is microwave. If you want to be a female, if you want to be a femme queen, microwave. You don't want to take the time and do the hormones. If you want to be Butch Queen Realness, you don't take the time to study your craft. You just think growing a beard, putting on a baseball cap, and walking down the runway is going to make you real. You got to study your craft. You know, it's not just walking realness and looking real. When somebody looks into your eyes, they need to see that you look real in your eyes. Because when you walk realness, you can look in a lot of boys' eyes and you see kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny because the competition that we discussed on Monday, I was at a function last night. And some of the stuff we were talking about, it actually did apply last night. And again, what we discuss about certain categories, and I look at these judges and I see some of these people, and I'm like, this is what we talk about from week to week to week. And it's like either people need to wake up and see what's going on, or this during the ballroom scene is not going to change.
Because last night, what I observed again, it was like the same shit. People just getting by because of who they are. And it's not fair. I'm sorry.
I agree. I've witnessed a lot of stuff that it's just a mess. It's not going to change overnight, but hopefully it'll change soon. Shakisha, thank you. Press one again for me. I want to get to a couple of callers. 832-782, you're on the air. 832-782. Okay, you're gone. James, I don't know if you pressed one again or not by mistake. James, you're on the air. James Cohen? Okay, I don't think you can press one. James, if you're listening and you want to press one and speak with us, please let me know or text me. I'm a little lost for thought. One of the things that a lot of people are bringing up lately is the people that are being given these father positions and these titles at an early age or at near young, and a lot of people don't understand it, or whatever. And that's what we're kind of touching up on tonight, you know, what is too early? If there is a too early, are there certain qualifications that a person must, you
well,
know,
let me ask you a question, Jasmine. Since we, I mean, you know, I like to keep it 100. You have a new father in your house that's very young.
I have two new fathers in my house that are very young.
Exactly. What made you give them a father position?
What made me give them a father position?
Well, I won't say made, but what conclusions did you and the other members of your house as a whole come to, your board, come to? What conclusions did you guys come to that said that these two are qualified to be father material?
Because when I look at individuals, and it's not even just with titles themselves, I look at the individual, even when it comes to people working for me.
Talking about the particular title. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly. But that's what I'm using as an example. When I look at an individual, I don't base your history or anything on it. I base what you bring to the table, and I give you a chance. I look at what you are giving me and what you are selling me and the points that I feel that you can bring to it. I do look at your history and what you have done, but when I sit here and I look at these things, I sit here and I say, are you able to hold these responsibilities? I do my research, and I feel that it can be done. I look at how bad they want it, why they want it, what they want it for. And when we discuss it, we look at it, I give everyone a chance. Mm-hmm. I believe in taking chances, and I also believe in being different. So that is the reason why I make the moves that I make. I never ask anyone to follow in my footsteps. Even when it came to my 5,000, don't follow what I do because I'm one of a kind. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm always going to do things out of the box. When I sit here and I communicate with someone for so long, I watch you, I know your history, I know what you can bring to the table, or I believe in what you can bring to the table, then I will believe in giving you that chance and doing it. A lot of people felt the same thing about Kelly. Why would you make Kelly over our mother? Why would you do this? Why would you do that? She's so loud. But I'm going to do it because I believe in it. And if it doesn't work, then guess what? It don't work. Do I believe
Kelly's a whole other story. Kelly's history speaks for itself. But with the individuals as far as age factor and what ties do they have to the ballroom community and what are their stats as far as categories are concerned and how will the ballroom receive them if they don't have impact quality?
As far as how the ballroom receives anyone, I believe that I love the challenge, and I would like my kids to have that challenge.
So you don't think that they're too young for that challenge? You don't think that it may be too much for them right now?
Oh, no, not at all. I know they're not. I know it's not because when I throw a responsibility to that person, I'm not going to let you go out there and swim with the sharks on your own. When you have when you have the backing that we have built within this family, you're not going to be doing it on your own anyway. You're going to have the backing of leaders. You're going to have the backing of other parents that are going to be able to guide you and put you in those positions and assist you with it to help groom you. You can't groom nobody.
So there's a mentorship program involved in them becoming, you know, parents. It's not like you're throwing them right into the position and they got to build the house themselves.
They
got to
do it all by yourself? Hell no. See, that's what the problem is now with the ballroom thing. There's no unity with it. There's no unity. You just throw the person out there on their own and they do it by themselves. And no, that's not going to happen here because we communicate every single day. We talk every single day. We've been doing this prior to the position and happening. And that's where this all comes from. You know, I look at a person because, again, I treat my house as well as real life, as well as business structure and everything. And we have to be a team leader. There has to be team leaders. There has to be supervisors, there has to be managers, there has to be positions involved with it. And when you have a backing behind you, then you cannot go wrong. And it's not going to happen. The ballroom may perceive these individuals, just like, and I'm going to use the example of Andre putting Donye in the house in Atlanta as the Atlanta father. I truly believe with the backing of Andre and the backing of Jeff, that Donye will be able to take that house to where it needs to be as far as that chapter goes. It'll be a different story if a person of that caliber was stuck in a region by themselves, nobody to assist them, and things of that sort. But when you have someone as strong-minded as Andre and Jeff to back him up, then I truly believe that it will go in the right direction. Everyone's questioning, oh, he's never won this, he's never won that, who is he to have a position, so forth and so on. But who is that? Who are you to question that? The same thing with my two sons. Who are you to question me? Don't question me for what I'm going to do with these two boys. Because with these two boys, you're going to have two strong-minded individuals right behind him, right behind them, as well as two others in the Midwest that are going to be right behind the one in the Midwest. So we have a family here, and it is a structure when it comes to this. My two have made names for themselves. My two, my Chicago father, he just went up the year twice in a row. He's constantly playing his category, very dedicated to his category, getting himself together. Things of that sort, is well-spoken, speaks very well, able to communicate as far as taking it to where it needs to, and his vision is very similar to what our vision is, and that is the reason why he's where he's at. And my Philly father, pretty much the same way, the same thing. It's all about what you believe in and what you want for yourself, for your family, for your life, and things of that sort, and that is why I believe and taking a chance. I believe in giving chances. And that's how I do my thing. I believe in giving chances. And using Kelly as an example, Kelly was in the house for 15 years. And when do you say enough is enough? 15 years and didn't get what she wanted or what she felt she needed. When should she have left and branched off and did what she did on her own? When is enough enough? Is it after 1 year, 2 years? Do you have to be a victim for 5 years or more? Or, you know, is there like statuses or whatever? Oh, you shouldn't leave and be go to another house until after 4 years. No. When a person feels they have done all they can do within that house, they should be able to move forward and do what they have to do elsewhere. And that's truly how I feel about that.
Well, Jasmine? I definitely can understand where you're coming from, but you know, I'm going to debate with you a little bit. I don't agree, and you know, I'm here. It's your decision, but I don't believe in just because you won trophies that's going to make you a any kind of parent.
I never said winning trophies.
Right. To me, it takes the knowledge, the experience, the time. I feel like wait your time. A lot of these people that are in leadership predicaments right now, they're kids themselves. They don't even have a pot to piss in themselves or a window to throw it out. How are you going to teach somebody to be something and call people your children when you're a child yourself? Your mentality has to be straight first, Jasmine, or anybody else, before things is put into play. That's how I feel. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You know, this is something that you're doing, and I'm not downing you of what you do, but this is my opinion on it, and I just think that's not the right way for me, you know, because they're still young, they're still children themselves. How are kids teaching other kids when they don't have their mentality straight, when they're still, you know what I'm saying, still got milk on their tongue, they're still young. If you're going to be a parent, you have to go through steps. You have to go through the guidance, the knowledge. That's what we went through, Jasmine, the steps of the guidance, the knowledge, the expertise, the time, all that kind of stuff. I don't mind giving chances, too, but are we really giving chances to them, really, just four chances? Like, I don't get it. That's why I said that the ballroom is so saturated, full of parents in all these positions. It's just like it's. I don't understand it. But however you run your house, that's you. I support you 100%. To whoever run their house the way they do, I'm not in agreement of it. But you know, I wish you luck, and I wish the young men luck and what they do.
Do you think when you have young people about to have positions, before you give them the title, do you think that they should have a title of overseer as you groom them into the position to become a father or a mother? Then that
way,
before you announce them as a mother or father, they've already been groomed, rather than have them have the title before they've been even groomed yet?
You know what, R.R., where I started from, I think you should just start them off like with something less than that before you move them up to the big rankings. Let them work and try to do their way and move their way up. Just don't throw them in a position, because when you know they're going to end up being trophy parents still, because in the end of it all, these are babies. These are young men and young women, Jasmine, and you still have to do it.
My question is, what makes a person a baby? If that person,
let me tell you something, Jasmine. What makes them a baby? It's like age ain't nothing but a number. You may be an age, but it's about your mentality of what you got upstairs. You could be 35 years old and you could still be a kid at heart. You know, I just think that you should not bring in other children trying to teach another child when you barely can teach yourself. That's how when your feet is not, on the ground straight, and you're not doing everything for you, and you're going through and you're trying to survive, you're trying to do the things you do, how could you mentor and motivate somebody else to be a parent, to say, hi, I'm daddy, hi, I'm mother? How are you going to say that? How are they going to look at you? You 19, 18, 17 years old, and these people like 25, 30, 21, 22, and they're calling you father, a fool. That's crazy to me. I just think people need to wait their time. Give it to when it's given. Your time will come. Don't rush, and don't try to be part of the in crowd just to say, I got a title. Oh, I'm fab now. I got a title. I'm mother. I'm father. It doesn't mean anything, because just because we have a title, it does not mean nothing. Just because I'm overall mother, this is not an easy job of anything that I do. And I don't recommend it for any and everybody, because when you get on the other side of being a parent or a leader, you really see what it is. And it's a lot more into what the name stands for.
Okay. I understand exactly where you're coming from. But, again, we can't possibly be talking about the two people that are in my house, because the two people are in my house are nowhere near that. Two people are in my house are not teenagers.
And,
no,
you know,
Jasmine,
so
I'm not talking about them because one of the children is my grandchild, and I look, you know, he's young. Yes, he is young. They're both young. But you're not understanding what I'm saying, Jasmine. Just because you're 20 and 21, it's the mentality aspect of it. You can be a parent. You can have a title of something, but you have to have that mental. Not everyone is meant to be a parent. Not everyone should have a title. And I think that people should stop.
Kiana, hold on. If you're in the chat room, the phone line is going to disconnect in a second. You might not be able to hear from the chat room. So please call in. You got about 90 seconds. And if you are in the phone line, please stay on because the phone is going to disconnect and you won't be able to get back on. So call in right now. Hold on really quick because now the phone lines are lighting up. I hope nobody gets disconnected. Kelly, you're on.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey,
hi,
Kelly.
What's going on, everybody?
What's
How y'all
Kelly?
Doing? I love a good debate, honey. I love a
yeah.
good debate. So, you know, I have to get a part of this debate. It's a lot of parents out here that's in the scene, that's been in the scenes for many years, and
mm-hmm.
are parents, and they don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, but kids
True.
Are running around calling them parents and all types of things. They can't pay their bills. They can't keep their lights on or anything, but they are parents here in the scene. So why not let the new generation take and show us exactly what they have to achieve in the scene and outside
mm-hmm.
of the scene to take and make their house branch off and to be a better house. Because if you
mm-hmm.
ask me, bitch, you got legends and icons, bitch, that's sleeping on floors.
That
okay?
is true, Kelly.
And
that is true. And
that's what makes them a parent because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
if their kids need some place to go run to, they can't run to their house because, bitch, I mean, they ain't got no lights and no hot water and shit.
But
they
Kelly,
say,
wait,
on,
take,
on,
I know where you're coming
on,
from, you
Kiana.
And Jasmine, but,
Kiana,
you know,
Kiana,
to justify it.
Kiana, hold on. That room, I don't know if you guys can hear us. Please send me a message letting me know that you can hear us because we are in recording mode now. So just somebody send me a message to let me know if you guys can still hear. And if you guys are on the phone line, please don't hang up because you will not be able to get back on. I do apologize for cutting you off, Kelly and Kiana. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's just like it's crazy. I really think that a lot of these kids. Well, I can only speak. I can't speak for every house. I can only speak for the House of Couture.
Right.
I see the two young people that we have in our house as definitely being potential strong leaders in this scene, and definitely
mm-hmm.
is going to branch out and definitely make all the other ones know exactly what they're working with. And with the backing of myself, Jasmine,
mm-hmm.
Tati, David, they're definitely
mm-hmm.
going to be a force to be reckoned with, and
mm-hmm.
that's just my opinion on the situation. I can't speak for any other house and
right.
what they do with their children,
okay.
but I know how it works here. It's an
but
organization.
Let me tell you something, Kelly. What about you bring this force to be reckoned with? You talking all this stuff now. You get them in leadership, and it goes downhill 2 weeks or 6 months later. I'm not saying anything is going to happen from here.
No,
whatever.
No, no. It's
I'm
not,
not
it's
trying
to go
Kelly,
down here.
You,
you
know
it's not going to go down here.
Not easy being a parent.
Hold on. Let me say something, Kelly.
Okay.
No, that is possible, and it is possible. Being a business owner, being in business for 11 years, you do have people that come into that position, and they are so great when they're working for you. In the first couple of months, they
mm-hmm.
are good, and they are doing their thing. And then eventually they fall off and they go. And that's just how it goes. And what happens at that point? You move on. You move on and you continue to go. That's not going to stop you. That's not going to stop the house. That's just how it is in the real world. That is a part of the real world. It can happen like that with any
mm-hmm.
business. You can sit here and tell me, and I'm just sorry, I'm not arguing with anyone, but you just cannot sit here and tell me that we should not be able to take chances, not just this house of the tour, but any house out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a chance because the scene has evolved and real life has evolved. I have two resumes on my table,
mm-hmm.
on my desk, that qualify them at a younger age than people who have been in school for X amount of years. I have also had people that have went to school for college degree, have college
mm-hmm.
degrees and everything, and they can work for me and not bring to the table with that motherfucker who just is out there living on their own, raising three children, have bills to pay, so they come into this office and
like
they work their asses
off. And stuff. Mm-hmm. That is how it is in real life in general. I believe in taking chance. And
okay.
That's how it is. And again, when you have a team behind you and you are supporting that individual or those individuals as
mm-hmm.
a family, then there's no reason why it can't.
Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes it's easier said than done. And I've been in that situation where you have given individuals chances, and then everything seems to fall off, and it's just a lot to deal with.
That's just like telling the people at Microsoft and Apple that they go
mm-hmm.
out and get these 21-year-old people straight out of high school
mm-hmm.
that knows all the technology in the business
mm-hmm.
that they should have picked up in that position because they aren't qualified for that position.
But that is true, sis. But let me tell you something, though. I just don't understand I just think, why can't we just wait? Why can't we get the knowledge, the expertise and stuff like you've gotten, Jasmine gotten, I've gotten? It's nothing wrong with giving people chances. I see change. I'm not trying to denounce change. But let's be real here. Every week, you know, Kelly, you have gotten on your show, argued for black blood about It's a new legend. It's a new parent. It's a new this. It's a new that. It becomes so saturated. I just think that people, you know, it's nothing worth a chance, but people should just wait their time. Their time will come. You know what I'm saying? Don't rush into it. Just don't rush into things. Just don't, like, rush into it and beg for it and, oh, I feel I can do this, I feel I can do that. It's nothing, you know. I don't know. I'm just a little different. But whatever the House of Couture is going to do, I support you 100%. I have nothing negative to say about what you do, but this is how I feel. And you know, it does not denounce, you know, what, you know, tell them all tongue-tied.
I understand what you're trying to say.
It's okay, Kiana, and I love that. I love that you're able to speak about that.
Yeah,
and
I'm
going to
support you 100%. It's not going to make me look at you different.
Thank you. And I hope the individuals at hand, the parties that are involved, hopefully they are listening because I know you are. And
well, I hope so because...
And I'm, like they know that mother wants them to prove it. And that's what they're going to do.
No, you
ain't
got to prove it. You know, you
and I'm
to
going
me.
To be watching.
You now have to prove it to me or anything. I
no,
support you 100% of what you're going to do. I'm just letting the both of them know it's just not an easy task. I just wish
I,
they
I
just wouldn't take this.
I don't believe it's an easy task for anyone. But like
no
I
one.
Said,
it's time.
Well,
I get
you know, time. But this is what I truly believe in, and I may be wrong for saying
mm-hmm.
this, but I believe in this younger generation, and can't nobody tell me any different. I believe in
mm-hmm.
those children from each and every house out there. And you know why I believe in you guys so much, and this is the reason
mm-hmm.
why I do this show? It's
well,
because I sit here and watch my
mm-hmm.
era.
Well,
fighting and attacking each other constantly.
Hmm.
I sit here and I watch my era not have a proposition, and they have fought for so many years to get to these statuses and have these titles,
mm-hmm.
and I look at their real life and they have nothing. And I sit here and I believe in these young children that I will guide and mentor the ones that are a part of me to not grow up and be like them motherfuckers. And that
all
is why
right.
I
but you can't,
Jasmine,
you
honey,
can't
you just gave me
all,
the...
You can't say all of them are like that because there
I
are a lot
true.
Of...
I didn't say all.
But you didn't differentiate either.
Well,
and you said, you know, you did plural, these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers. Because the majority, it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. We need to
because
stop,
at the end of the day...
We need to stop sugarcoating it. We need to stop sugarcoating it. We need to stop being all acting all that like it's all perfect because it's not. It's an attack on each and every one of us. And that's what is happening right now. And these kids are witnessing it, and they're sitting back laughing about it. They're laughing
okay.
about it in the group. They're laughing about it
mm-hmm.
all over the place, and they do not believe in us at all.
Sometimes you need to believe in yourself before anything. You don't need validation from people sometimes. Believe in yourself first.
Let's take a couple of callers. Kelly, you need to sit right there. Again, James, have you been trying to press one, James, on?
He might have 215-531.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, James, have you been trying to press 1?
No, this is Mike, Father Mike Couture, Philadelphia.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, brother.
Sorry. I got the name all wrong.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Hey.
I'm just calling. I'm just getting to, like, the end of the show, and I'm just calling to say everybody comments. And it's coming from me, and I've been with the House of Icon for maybe about 5-6 years, and
mm-hmm.
I have the best guidance from James and Ashley, like the best from – I'm just saying, like, any person in the ballroom scene, I have got the best guidance from James and Ashley, and I feel as though – the stuff that I'm going through right now, I'm 24 right now. At 21, I was living on my own, paying my own rent, had my own car. And
mm-hmm.
at 24, I'm still doing the same thing in school, and I'm doing my own thing. And I feel as though I'm ready to gain my own army and set my own army out to the ballroom scene. I'm capable enough to send my own
mm-hmm.
kids out there and let them know that school and work is first before ballroom. And I let the kids know that before anything. School and work is first before ballroom, before anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
my
it's
question.
Just like, I don't want people to keep, you know, writing myself and writing Jay off as, you know, us being too young. It's like, give us a
mm-hmm.
chance to show you what we're capable of before you write us off. And that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand where all the old icons are coming from. I understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, they might not be ready for, you know, a younger generation to come along, but it's like, give us a chance before you write us off. Just guide us into the right direction before
right.
you just, you know, you're writing us off. Just guide us in the right direction of being
well,
younger fathers. Guide us in the right direction.
Well, first of all, Mike, I'm not denouncing whatever you do because we're family. You're my little brother. And
yeah,
I have talked to you on a personal, you know how we go. I'm just
yeah.
saying in general, I wasn't necessarily denouncing you and Jay on any and everything.
No, not at all, no.
I just want to say my opinion of it because you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you care about an individual, you want to make sure they're doing the right thing and don't do the wrong,
yeah.
you know, just don't do certain things for validation or whatever. If that was the mm-hmm. case, you've been with Icon 5-6 years, you know, your dad should have made you a father of the House of Icon. That's how I feel. You should have moved up in position there. Why go elsewhere? I don't, but you know, that's not for me to say.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying? But it just takes a lot, and I just want you to know that it's just not an easy thing, and you will see. And I'm just saying I support you whatever on what you do. It's just like that's my opinion on it. It wasn't denouncing of what you can and cannot do.
No, and I mean, I'm quite sure it's known to the ballroom scene. It's known to Cat. It's known to Jasmine. It's known to Kelly. That's where I wanted to make my position in the House of Icon. Yes, I wanted to be father, and you know, maybe James didn't feel as though it was the right time. But I felt as though, you know, there is a change in the ballroom scene. Like just like a job, any organization, any sports team. Everything gets younger, and you know they get a younger quarterback, they get a younger president, so everything gets younger. So I think it's time for us, you know, it's time for us to change in the ballroom scene, and for us to know that things are getting younger and the world is getting younger, and we have to just give us a chance to show what we can do in the ballroom scene or in life in general. Just to give us a chance.
Okay. Well, Mike, thank you so much for tuning in. Press 1 for me really quickly if you want to come back on. But I want to go to some of these other callers because they've been pressing 1 a few times. 301-356, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I don't even know if I want to tell y'all who I am the way y'all going off. But this is Jaquan, the new overall father of the House of LaBeija.
Hey, Jaquan, how you doing?
Hey, Kiana, how are you?
I'm good.
I just, like, I'm listening to it because I've listened to the show from the beginning, and a lot of what y'all are saying is true because back, me and Kiana have known each other for years. I started actually walking balls back in 92, and around 93, I was offered a position in the house. it should have been my position, but it was given to somebody else. And like you were saying, I got mad and I left. And then I left the ball team for about 5 years. And then I had become a LaBeija, and I've been a LaBeija since then. When Tommy came to me and asked me to be the father, I was honored that he felt that I can do the job of father. And just to touch on what you guys were saying about respect, for me, I could care less if anybody in the ball ever respected me as a father figure in my house. But when my kids put on Facebook that if it wasn't for me, they don't know where they would have been, or if it wasn't, they respect me more than their own parents, and they want me at their graduations, and they want to honor me at their graduations, that says to me that I did a job well done. Because I'm going to lead by example. I work every day. I have always worked every day. When I walked balls, if I sat there till 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, I made sure I was at work the next day. I did my thing, and that's how I'm leading my kids. When Kiana saw me this weekend, and she called me the other day, and she was like, Jaquan, I just want to say, I'm loving what you're doing. Brother, you're doing a great job. That meant more to me than you being called out or anything like that, because realistically for me, my kids' personal real lives are what matters. I could care less. I mean, we're a house, yes. But it's like what Kelly always says when I listen to her on the radio. She always says, I have a family, not a house. And that's the same thing with us. And that's the way I feel. I have a family. I'm going to make sure they do what they got to do. In their real life, balls is just a recreation. I always say we are a family that just happens to walk balls. So if they can't go, if they can't get there, that's all good. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be the father that they need. As far as being young, I kind of agree with Jasmine to a point that some of these kids kind of are ready, but at the same time, I know when I was younger, my mindset of what I would have, my reaction to certain things that my kids do now, when I was 21, would have been totally different now that in a couple of weeks I'm going to be 41. So I agree with Kiana and I agree with Jasmine, because life experience sometimes is the best experience, but when you experience life at a longer stage, your reaction to things are kind of different than they would be. And just for example, if Tommy would have put somebody in a position here to be father at 25, there's no way I would have respected them, because I'm like old enough to be their father. So you, as a whole, when you look at your house and make people fathers, I think it also consists of the members as well, because if, like Kiana said, if you have people in your house that are 25, 30, and you have somebody in a position that's 21, a lot of times they're going to challenge them because they feel they don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%.
They'll come right at you and say, you're not my father, you my age, Miss Thing, and Miss all that stuff. Not because of some of my kids in my house.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Who are you to tell me whatever, and I'm older than you. Who are you to tell me whatever? You all that, and it becomes a lot.
And
gotcha.
And then, too, at that age also is how they handle certain situations. Because for
mm-hmm.
me, at 21, if somebody would have said that to me, it would have been, oh, fuck you, da-da-da-da. At 41, I'll look at them and be like, you know what? Let's have a conversation. Let's not do this way. Let's talk it out. Because, like I said, at 21, your reaction is totally different than it would be if you were 31 or 41. And that's not for everybody, because everybody doesn't mature as they grow up. Some people stay in the same set that they was at 21, 31, 41, 51. So it really just depends on the person and if the person is ready. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
I believe Tommy chose me because he watched. I wasn't in a leadership position as LaBeija. He knew my ballroom history. But he watched me help the kids in the house. He watched me teach them and tell them, go to work. You went to the club, get up and go to work. Or no, I'm not taking you home. I'm taking you to work, because you shouldn't have went if you're too tired to go to work. So he watched me and knew that I could do the job as father, which for me, like I said, as long as my kids love me and I'm doing my job the right way, that's all that matters to me. And in retrospect to something else you guys said about parents sleeping with their kids, with me, I had a child that felt that's what he had to do. And he got in my bed and was like, come on, daddy. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, seriously, dude? Like, get out of my bed. Like, because Kiana can tell you I'm not like that. And I'm like, get out of my bed. And he's like, oh, why? And then he named one of my other sons. Why, is that your boo? I was like, for real? I'm going to hurt you. Because in his mind, the only reason why I'm not doing it is because I'm doing it with one of my other kids. And I'm like, are you serious, dude? Like, seriously, get out of my bed and go on my couch and leave it at that. Because if you don't do that, I'm going to kick you out. You ain't got nowhere to go but home. Ooh. And you don't drive, and I'm not taking you. So you're going to have a long walk to your house.
Okay,
and the next day, I explained to him, like, because he was drunk, and it was basically what R.R. said. He was drunk. So the next day I explained to him, like, why he shouldn't do that. Like, why if I was a father in a different house, what could have really happened to him? I could have did it. I could have had one of my sons do it. I could have had my others, because I had three kids here. We all could have just did whatever we wanted to do to you, because you're so drunk that you're just ready to do whatever. Like, don't do that to yourself. Don't sell yourself short like that. Don't feel that in order to be here, this is what you have to do. And, like, he was so grateful. He was like, you know, nobody else has told me this, because he had been in a bunch of other houses before. And I'm sure that at some point he did. It happened. And I'm like, dude, with me, you
yeah,
don't have to do
it
that.
Happens. It happens so much within so many people that they feel it's the only thing that they need to do. But it's just really sad. But I really want to say thank you for calling in. I want to get to some of the other callers. But thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything that you're doing. We're going to go to the next caller, 267-816. You're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This Mother Todd existing. I just wanted to, you know, comment on some things that were said about young leaders and just the accent that the older generation just have an open mind towards us.
Okay.
Because, you know, y'all fought so long in the ballroom scene, and I think it's time that y'all pass it on to somebody else. Because y'all not going to be here forever. Not saying that, you know, everybody won't be here forever, but you have to pass it on to somebody so that we can carry on what y'all started. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just, I just feel like you just, y'all need to just have a little bit more open mind to young leaders. Some of us, you know, it is hard work. It really is.
Right.
But it, just have an open mind. That's all I want to say.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much, sweetie, for calling in. And again, congratulations on the success of your house. I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you. The next caller is 404-254. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Hassan.
Hey, Hassan.
What's going on? I pretty much just agree with basically what everybody has been saying. Jasmine, I do agree with as far as giving somebody a chance. But like the guy that just called, he said Tommy watched him for so long. If a person was watched in their house for so long, then I feel that they're ready. But if they wasn't watched like that, and somebody just feel that they just want to be father, just so they just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like I run the show, I got this type of money somewhere. I got this type of money or whatever. It just don't go that way. And I think a lot of people want it as far as the respect factor, and they just fail to realize that you have to respect yourself. You have to give respect also in order to get it. There is a time frame to where though the older people do have to hand it down, because at the same time, there's a lot of things that the older people will be stuck to in one time zone to where though somebody younger could show like different loopholes. Excuse me. Hold on. Put me on hold for 1 minute, Jasmine.
Thank you, Hassan, for calling in. The next caller is 773-778. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? This is DJ Ninja Chicago. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, R.
Hey,
Kiana.
Hello.
That's my missionary, Mark Mother. She know who I am now, what I said.
Hello, prophetess. Thank
how
you.
How you doing?
Blessed.
Okay, but, you know, I kind of got to agree with Kiana, because I went through, like, every stage of being, like, a different person in the scene. I just don't believe everybody needs to be no parent just for certain reasons of how we handle things. Some way these kids, they don't even study these categories. They don't know nothing else but Vogue Femme. They know what to look for Vogue Femme. They barely know what to look for Runway. They don't know what to look for like realness. Like RR said, they just walking around here just because they think they schoolboy realness. They threw on the back, they threw on the cap, book bag. That's it. You know, all this stuff now, it's like everybody say, it's expressed. But, you know, if y'all got these kids going into these leadership positions, at least teach them something. Make them study some of this stuff. Because that stuff is sad. To sit around here, kids don't know how to do nothing, because that's the first step. When they become parents, then they're happy they're parents. Then they go to a ball, then they think they got the right to sit on the panel. Then they think they got the right to judge somebody. And then I don't want no kid, 21, 22, don't know what I walk, don't know how I walk, be sitting around there telling me just because they saw some clips on YouTube, oh, this is how you're supposed to walk. You're supposed to look like this, or you're supposed to look like that. That's not how I go. I don't want nobody sitting around there talking about, well, they don't know who this person is, and I got to whisper to you, oh, that's the icon R.R. Chanel. I should have to tell you that. I should have to tell you that's Jasmine Couture over there. Just because she's sitting in the corner, I don't care what you're doing. Just because you're sitting over there in the corner, or just because you're sitting around and walking around and you're smiling or something, somebody should know who you are. Half these new leaders, they don't even know who these kids are no more. I was coming up, my parents told me, oh, you better know this person.
That's true.
You better know this person. You need to
learn
know that
the foundation,
person.
Learn the history.
No history whatsoever. That is sad stuff now. We living with mad with these kids sitting around here talking about, oh, well, you know this person over here. They don't know nobody but their local Vogue Femme legend. They happy to somebody else showed up out of town. They don't know what's going on.
That's why the
now,
has
oh, girl, they don't
do the
ball. Oh, they get to these Kiki functions. They get on these panels. They think they stab. Now, all of a sudden, they get to a real ball. Now, they think they deserve, they're supposed to sit on a panel at a real ball. Now, I'm getting sitting right here getting chopped because I don't Vogue like so-and-so that you saw on the clip. Or you, I ain't walk like this, and my spin went like that, or I didn't bring it like this. That's not what we give. Now, if we're going to start saying that we're going to pick these leaders and responsibilities, hey, before I was a parent, I'm a parent, and I'm a grandparent now. That shit wears on me because I'm about to be 32 next week. But I was a big brother first before anything else.
But that goes to the leaders as well. If we're putting the people in the position to do the thing that they're supposed to do, then we should be able to teach them. Because if we cannot hold them responsible because they don't know who such and such is or how such works, if we didn't teach them to begin with.
I mean, but that's fine if y'all going to do it that way. But before y'all make these people lead, I didn't become a leader until I knew something.
Child.
That's the rule. I didn't know nothing. You know, my father, my first house father is my gay father. And if I got to go through some stuff, I still go back to him. It's just like my real mama and daddy. If I need to know something, I still go back to my real mama and daddy. Just like I go back to him if I need to know something about, you know, matters. I still talk to them because I know I don't know everything. But they icons. They supposed to know something. But these new kids, they think they know it. I think
DJ, I agree with you like 1,000%. I agree with you like that. I agree with you so much. But again, now we are in a ballroom scene where there is the lack of respect. And like you said, we are walking around here and half of these kids look at us and they don't even know who the hell we are. They don't have respect for who we are. And these are members, just regular members, of major iconic houses.
I gag it. Trust me when I tell you I gag with that too, Jasmine. Trust me.
I shouldn't have
to go through that.
You have to start somewhere, and that is exactly what I am doing with my house.
I guarantee you might be the only person that's sitting around. If you doing it, hats off to you, because Lord knows, half these kids don't know nothing about nothing.
It's really, really sad. This scene has lost so many of the things that I believe in, and I will have to do my best to make sure that each and every person that is attached to my name will try to bring back that flavor, even if it is within my own family. That is the respect for femme queens. That is the respect for female figures. That is the respect for these icons. That is the respect for the history of this ballroom scene. And if I have to start with this house and the younger generation, that's what I will do. I'm not going to sit here and appoint leadership to a whole bunch of people that are so stuck in their own little egos
that you can't tell them nothing. I want people here that are willing to learn and willing to share what I'm teaching them.
I want other people to be just like, I want people, other people to be like that. Because this stuff now, these people don't, half these people don't know nothing. My grandmother is really, you know, I
don't have any respect. Even if they still know the people or whoever in the scene, they're still not acknowledging. Just like Saturday, I just thought it was a
problem. Go ahead. Hold on one second, Kiana. I am so sorry, Dante. You have been trying to speak.
Oh, sorry, Dante.
I just want to say, I think at this point we're in like a stage of instant gratification, and everybody wants to be gratified instantly. I like a lot of what Bebe and Laura said earlier, because I think my house ran somewhat similar. And like he said, you know, I understand taking chances on people and everything, but I mean, what happened to, and you said, you know, groom them and all of that, but that can be done as a regular member, and they can work their way up. One of the things that I remember that Kelly used to say all the time on the radio show is she would talk about how she started at the bottom, played in the floors, and she worked her way up. So the only process was still being done as a regular member for her, and then she worked her way up. So, I mean,
true.
I don't understand now how it's like, okay, we're going to throw them into this parent position. And I'm not talking about your parents that you put in personally. I'm talking about in general. We're putting people into these parent positions and then saying, we're going to groom them. Why not bring them regular members and then groom them? So while you're grooming them, and if they are making mistakes, the other members that you have in your house aren't looking at them as this parent that just made this big-ass mistake. They're seeing it as just as a regular member that made a mistake. All the while, you're grooming them to end up being a parent. I don't see why the process is kind of a microwave process as well. We're going to go ahead and throw them into this position so that we don't lose them. But meanwhile, we're going to groom them and work with them to make them the leader that we want them to be. You can have a regular member and make them a leader.
That's like putting somebody in fifth grade and child, they only know how to do third grade work and say they'll learn it.
That's true. And then as far as the scene, Jasmine, as far as the respect factor of the scene, I feel like after what I witnessed on Saturday and been witnessing, like for the pioneers and icons that paved the way too as well for us here, it doesn't matter if they know you or not, they still ain't going to respect you. It's going to be such a long process as far as the ballroom of today to really get past and start to do things right, because they're so stuck in their ways right now. It's just, wow, it's going to take a lot.
Yeah, it definitely
is. It's a lot. It's really sad.
It's a lot. So the only thing that you can do is, you know, and I just use myself as an example. I grab the few that I can grab, and we just start rebuilding in our own little circle. We all just start doing what we do, you know, that is what we are doing. We're not sitting here trying to make, you know, make all this noise on the runway. We're not sitting here trying to make this a competitive issue. We're building a family. We're building a structure, and that's what my focus is on. And, you know, and then eventually it gets to that point. But right now we all need to take into consideration, and it's not just within this ballroom thing. It is within this life itself, everything that is happening. We need to stop and take a look, to take a back seat. Like Baby said, sometimes, I think Baby said, I don't remember, but sometimes you got to sit back and just take a look at everything and be like, my God, you know, what do you do for this?
Right.
And also, this is another question now. We're sitting here, we're talking about chapter parents, and we're just talking about chapter parents. We're not talking about overall. We're talking about chapter parents. I want to talk about the overalls that are young, the overalls that are very, very young, the overalls of the West Coast, the Midwest, the East Coast, things of that sort. Now, those are the ones that I really have question about when you put those types of people in positions, because when you think of, let's just look at, you know, Chicago. Per se, you have a mother and a father in Chicago, and they're just a regular mother and father, but they still have that overall mother, that overall father that they have to report to. And then on top of that, they have the house overall mother, overall father that is, you know, it's like a chain of command. But then where's the limit at that? You know,
that's too fucking much. Oh my God, that is too much. I'm sorry, that is too fucking much. I can't do that.
Where is the limit on all that? You have to try to look at it and say, well, you know, now we got people that are in overall positions that are only 22, 23, 24 years old, and they are covering the whole entire
You're not going to be able to get rid of that until you get rid of all these house stealers. Until you get rid of these member stealers, you're not going to get rid of all that because they got to put these kids somewhere. No shame.
Make them a term of members. Stop giving them all these titles.
And that's the problem. They don't want to do that because they sit around. No, they beg these kids to be in their house, and these kids found that this to be that they're going to take these kids in their house. And if you're going to take Chicago as a prime example, they love to do it here. Child, they turn around and tell these girls, well, what you going to give them? These girls are playing these motherfuckers, and they want to turn around and give them something. So they got to give them something so they can be in their house. So what they give them, I make you a regional. I make you in charge of the subway system, bitch. Oh, that's too goddamn much. It's hard enough running you. Bitch, I'm not going to let you run me, too. Bitch, I got things to do. And then these girls get into these positions, and then they start doing this other stupid shit, like throwing out mandatory balls. Bitch, no, that's another fool. No, because then you start doing all this other shit, you try to make these kids be there. The responsibility that these leaders put on these kids before they find out these kids even ready to be responsible is more. It's more than enough. It's way more than enough.
All right, well, TJ, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to
Thank you.
I really appreciate you calling in. And I just wanted to touch up because I don't want people to be too silent. And, like, I'm not forgetting, you know, I don't want to be forgetting anybody. Antonio, did you have anything you wanted to touch up on or wanted to say about what we were talking about?
Just in regards to, I guess, the younger overall parents and stuff like that in that situation, I think a lot of people tend to forget that a lot of houses were started when the overall father was young. You know, the House of Princess, for instance, the House of Prestige, the House of Christian, and certain other houses along those lines. You know, they weren't started when the parent was, you know, 35, 40 years old. You know, they were in their 20s. Because a lot of times it wasn't just that, you know, one particular person. It was a collective whole that started that house.
Well, let me ask R.R., I don't remember correctly, but I remember the history on you, but when did you start the House of Chanel?
In 79.
How old were you, I mean?
Well, I'm 55 now.
So, averagely, like the people that we're talking about, you were 24 years old when you did it, right?
Exactly.
And you were the founder at that point.
Exactly. But I started walking balls. I started walking balls when I was 17.
Okay.
I didn't start the house until... Well, I was going to balls at 14, and then I started walking balls at 17, and Paris wouldn't let me be in the house, so that's where all that came about.
So it took about 7 years before you actually went off, branched off on your own, and, you know, took your vision where you wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Vonda, did you
want to
touch up on anything?
The age thing is a problem when it comes to for me and overall kind of thing. Chapter 10, I'm still up in the air about that. But for overall, you can still have the experience and the knowledge, whether you are 24, whether you're 34. I don't think it's the age. I think it's the time that you put into it. I think it's the dedication you put into something that lets you success at what you do. So the age is the overall thing is still my thing. But I, again, go back to we have such a thing about beating up on children, beating up on kids. It's the kids. But again, they came from somewhere. You know, they're under someone else. So if they're not knowing these things and not doing the things the right way, we still have to reflect upon and hold the mirror up to our own face. And we have to say, okay, some of these problems are stemming from what we created. So now we have to learn how to fix them. We can't just keep saying it's their fault, and because they want it so fast, and them. What about us?
Yeah, I agree. Dante, did you want to touch up on anything?
Just to answer
or put my two cents in on the question you just asked regarding young overall parents. I think somewhat of it is a domino effect of, okay, you with chapter parents getting younger, it's kind of like after 1 or 2 years, especially for femme queens, they feel like, all right, well, now I'm ready for the next step. I should be an overall mother now. And then you have houses that are trying to recruit somebody because they need an overall mother. And so they're like, you know, don't you think it's time for you to step out of this chapter position and become, you know, an overall mother? You deserve to be one now. And, I mean, the reality is they were probably put into the chapter mother or chapter father position too early. And now because of that, they feel like they earned the right now to be put into an overall parent position. And that's probably too prematurely as well.
So basically right now, because this has been happening as of late, you know, over the past course of the past couple of years or whatever, we have been running into the microwavable parents. Now, are we saying that these same people that we're talking about today, who's to say that 2, 3, 4 years down the line, they're going to be ready to be overall?
Right.
And that's what's going to wind up happening.
I think
we're just living in a microwavable, you know, it's an era this way. It's just happening this way. You know.
It's gratification.
I agree with you. Ari, did you want to touch up on any of this stuff?
No, I'm good. I just think there's a couple of things that's been said that's really, you know, it's about change, which is true. But along with change comes responsibility. If parents are going to put these younger kids who need to be in the forefront, out in the forefront, do exactly what you need to do to prepare them for the battle. Because at the end of the day, you cannot go into a fight unless you have all of your soldiers ready. And if you're not mentally ready and you don't have the capability and the skills and the knowledge for the war in which you are about to fight, you are fighting a losing battle. And at the end of the day, for those leaders who are in my category, it is time to pass the torch. For those who are receiving the torch, you need to give yourself a time limit on when you'd like to pass the torch. And mentorship should always come from within the house. Unless it's a new house just starting, you should always pick from within your house and don't overlook the people who have paid their dues with you.
You hit that. True. Kelly, you're still on. Did you want to say anything or do you have your phone muted? Kelly. All right, Kiana, did you have anything?
Let me ask you this, Jasmine. Kiana, I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me just ask you this, Jasmine. At what point do you stop giving out certain titles in a house? Okay, say you have mother, you have father, then you have the overseer, and then you have the overall mother and overall father. Is that not enough for a house?
Well, I mean,
anybody can answer this.
Okay.
Don't you think that that would be enough structure for a house in general, state to state, a mother, a father, an overseer, and then an overall mother and an overall father?
That's plenty of structure.
You don't need more than that.
You get to the point where you have too many chiefs and not enough Indians. If everybody's running the camp, then who is holding up the camp? That's really what my big issue is with giving out too many titles and everybody's having 6 or 7 titles in different regions.
Exactly. And I think the overall mother and father's job is to delegate down to the mother and fathers of each region what the protocol is for a particular ball or what the protocol is for the house or what discrepancies need to be resolved, how we need to go about resolving these discrepancies and things of that nature. And once it comes down from the overalls, then the mother and father filter it to their kids, and then it's up to the overseer to make sure that those kids obey and follow the structure as which been set for them.
Right.
agree.
That's all you need. I don't get it.
Well, I can sit here and maybe debate the situation on the outside, though. Or let's just say, using the example of, let's say you have your modeling agency, and you have your modeling agency and the corporate offices right there in New York, and you basically oversee everything right there in New York, and you have your supervisors and your managers and things of that sort. Now let's say you want to open an office in L.A. How do you open that office in L.A.?
I take someone from my New York division and I send them out to L.A. to start a new branch of the agency because they're familiar with my excuse me, they're familiar with my format and what I do to make my business run successfully. I would stay within the business and ask someone if they'd like to be transferred to another state and work for me like most corporations do.
Okay. And then what happens over there? That person is now holding on, basically having the same responsibilities and stuff that you have on the East Coast?
Yes.
Okay. And will they be having their supervisors and managers and stuff into play as well?
They will hire their own team to follow their leadership in which they're getting from me. They will get their direction from me, which they will filter down to the people who they choose to hire, and those people will follow the protocol of what I've been giving to that individual to follow down to them.
So can you not say the same thing about a house doing the same thing?
I never said it didn't.
No, I'm not saying that you did or you didn't. I'm just using
that
as
an example. But I think that's the same thing. That's the same thing that I just said. Mother, father, overseer, overall father, and overall mother.
Okay. So,
if you look at it in this aspect, okay, I'm the founder of the House of Chanel. Fred and Dee Dee are the overseers, the overall mother and father of the House of Chanel. Clayton is the overseer of the house. And then we have mothers and fathers of each chapter. That's
gotcha.
It. That's all
okay.
We have. Okay? I don't say anything to Fred and Dee Dee on how to run the House of Chanel because we've already had that talk years ago and they've been following protocol. If any one of them should run into a situation, they will pick up the phone and they will call me and they'll say, let me ask you a question. And then they'll propose it to me and then I'll give them a suggestion. And if they choose to use my suggestion, then that's fine. If they choose not to, then that's fine. But at least they gave me the respect and called me and asked me how to deal with a situation.
Gotcha.
Because I'm here if they need me. But I'm not here in a capacity to tell them what to do because I trusted them enough to give them that position so I don't need to always ride their back and tell them what to do.
To micromanage them, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, the micromanage them is correct, 100%. Kiana, did you have anything? Where is Kiana? The numbers are mixed up. Okay. All right, so if you guys are on the phone line before we finish up or wrap this up, because we're going to be wrapping it up in a few, please press 1. I'm going to go back to some of the callers that did press 1 earlier. Just to say thank you for tuning in and ask them if they had any other feedback. Tone Aga, you're on the air. Did you want to say anything up or any closing statements? Okay, I think he's not there. 301-356. And 267-816. Oh, no, my board is freezing. Okay, he dropped. 267-816. Okay. And why is my computer doing this? DJ, you're back on the air. Did you want to make any closing statements? DJ? I don't know. I think the board is freezing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, acting really funny. It's like everybody is kicking people off.
You're starting to sound muffled.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, I think the board is acting really, really funny. So the board disconnects, and we can't say goodnight.
I can hear you, so they probably can hear you, so you can just close out.
Yeah, I'm going to just do that because I don't want to disconnect so rudely. I think with the later it gets, the system just does its little updates and everything runs slow. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Antonio, any closing statements you want to say or just say goodnight to the callers?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show tonight. Thank everyone that else is on the line with me. And everyone, enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you, Antonio, and I really appreciate you coming on. It really means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Vonna, did you want to make any closing statements?
Just wish everybody a really productive week, and I really once again enjoy sitting on with you, Jasmine, and everyone else. And again, just have a really good week and take time to think about what we're doing before we do it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vonna. Dante?
Just want to thank you all for having me and enjoy the conversation. That's basically it.
Thank you, Dante. We lost Kiana. Kelly, you're still there. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you want to make any closing statements?
Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary Aurora Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And we are definitely back here live on Monday night for the recap of the ball in Atlanta and the ball in Detroit. I can't wait to see y'all on Monday. Have a nice night.
Thank you, Kelly. And RR, somebody sent me a message, but I don't think I'm going to them. RR, did you want to make any closing statements?
Yeah, just, it was a great show. Thank you, everybody who came on the show tonight. And just remember, when you're teaching your kids the history of ballroom, always remember to tell them who the pioneer icon RR Chanel is, because that is the true history of what ball's all about.
Say that again.
I said, remember, when you're teaching your kids the history of ballroom, always remember to mention the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel, because that's what ballroom history is really all about.
So ballroom history is really all about you.
I'm just playing.
I'm only teasing you. So let's keep it real. The ballroom history is all about you, RR?
No, it's not all about me. It's about everyone in the ballroom saying, come on, Jasmine, don't turn it into something else. Just remember, if you're going to be a leader, lead by example. And if you can't do nothing good, don't do nothing at all.
Uh-huh. All
you
right.
Tried that, Jasmine. Oh, you really want to get me on blast?
I can't tease you. You put me on blast. I can't put you on blast.
Oh, so that was a comeback. We're going to talk after the show. Okay.
No, I'm going to be talking to my two new fathers. So
that's who you need to be talking to.
Maybe trying it. All right, guys. I just want to say thank you for tuning in once again. I really appreciate it. I know as time goes by, you know, we're going to be losing callers because the weather's getting better and stuff. So for the people that do tune in the chat room, on the phone line, it really means so much to me when you guys tune in. And for the panel, especially the new generation that comes on, that's what this show is about, for your voice to be heard. We all need to listen. We all need to hear you. And I think one step at a time, we can learn to make a difference. So I really want to say thank you to everyone that tuned in. We will be back next Wednesday for episode 9 of the State of Emergency show. Tune in next week, Monday and Tuesday, and you should be hearing what the topic will be about. Hit me up on Facebook if you have any suggestions. And I want to say thank you, everyone. Have a safe week and a blessed, blessed, blessed Easter. I think Easter is this weekend. And be safe. Don't forget, you got the comic book ball in Atlanta this weekend, and as well as PJ McGraw's Catch Me If You Can ball in Detroit. You can find all the information on Facebook. Enjoy your weekend, and thanks again. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that. It's just the money.
course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.
You are now